What's up, everybody?
Hello.
Welcome. It is the Midnight Horror Show, and we are out of October. It is November 2nd, 2016. We're here live at tmhsradio.com or on the TuneIn app. Station is TMHS Radio, all one word. Tonight, some of our big October segments are on vacation. No Duncan Defends. He's preparing for more cases to come. And Dark Discussions. Because Dark is discussing other things, not on the show tonight, so he won't be here either. But we got some good stuff for you. We still got Midnight Massacre coming up, and we're going to announce the new Horror's Biggest Badass Bracket in the second hour. We are all set and ready to go. So I guess there's only one thing to do to start it, and that is spill your guts.
Always check your candy.
All right, everybody. The Spill Your Guts tonight came from Alicia Newman. You know why? Because it's Alicia Newman's birthday, everybody. You know, it's also Tristan Risk's birthday. She shares a birthday with great people. Tristan Risk and what's the other chick? Catherine Isabel? Was that her name from American Mary? There you go. Yeah, we don't have Dark, so thank God someone else filled in for him, because I didn't know what we were going to do without him. All right, so we do have happy birthday. Happy birthday to all three, but especially Alicia, because you're listening. So and playing Cards Against Humanity. So awesome. Two great vulgar things go together really well. All right, so her question is like a three-parter, all right? So the question tonight is favorite and least favorite horror movie from 2016, and what you're excited for in 2017. All right, so we have a lot of people not here tonight. So, but you're here, so we're going to always start with you.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
You know, I would bitch and complain about always being the first one to go, but we made it through October and I still have a job here, so I'm just grateful for that.
Let's take our stabs while he's not here.
This is actually true. Everyone made it through October.
We thought we were all going to be fired.
But we survived, weren't. And what will be left of us? Which part of this should I answer first, I guess, for 2016? Best horror movie? Now, does this have to be a movie that's coming out in 2016, or is it just one that I saw this year that might be coming out next year?
Why do you have to make it so difficult?
Because I think Raw comes out in February. That probably is my favorite horror movie of the year, but if we're going with otherwise, I really, really dug Autopsy of Jane Doe. It comes out either like this week or next week on VOD. It's by the guy that directed Troll Hunter. It's got Brian Cox in it. It's super spooky. And I don't usually like ghost movies. I fucking dug the shit out of this thing. So definitely be sure to check that out. Least favorite? God, I know I've seen some fucking pieces of shit this year. Some absolute garbage, but...
Hamster.
Even some of the really crappy movies like Lights Out, I kind of dug. That was a fun movie to see in the theater, even though it was... It's pretty much a piece of crap, but I had a really good time with it. I guess I'll go We Are the Flesh. That movie just like, you just walk out of that feeling like you got the flu and like somebody just took a huge shit in a really expensive drink you really wanted. That's how that movie made me feel.
It doesn't sound good. It sounds horrible, Mark.
I'm supposed to be going to see it next week.
Oh, well, you just ruined it.
You're either going to love it or you're going to fucking hate it. I can guarantee that pretty much.
Mark, that is not fair. You teeter-totter on too many movies. You have told me too many times, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. Well, no fucking shit, Weatherman. Of course I'm going to do one of the goddamn two. The fuck else?
Or somewhere in between.
Yeah, what other option is there? Die from it? I don't know what in the hell you... Jesus Christ. All right, so you still have to answer this. You still are not done.
So 2017, what am I looking forward to? Mm-hmm. I'm really curious how this new Leatherface movie is going to turn out. It's directed by the Inside Guys. It's about a teenage Leatherface who escapes from a fucking mental asylum or some shit.
I'm pretty curious about that, too.
Teenage Leatherface?
Teenage Leatherface? I don't know if I'm so much looking forward to it as I'm really curious if it's going to be good or totally suck. But,
Well, that's good.
I hope that Wheatus do the soundtrack for it.
I do. Oh, bring back Teenage Dirtbag. Sing it. Sing some. Amazing. Sing of it. Sing the two tickets to Iron Maiden baby part. Come on,
two tickets to Iron Maiden baby with you.
Oh my God. That's amazing. I love that. I don't think they ever did anything else. That's horrible.
I don't know how Dark consistently does that because I had to twist both my nuts and pull.
Well, he only has a uninut now. I mean, they're, you know, that's what happens when you take two little balls of Play-Doh and roll them together. They turn into one little, slightly bigger ball, and that's...
Oh, I got one other one that I'm looking forward to that I missed at the festival. It's called The Void. It's by some of the dudes. It's not an Astron 6 movie, but some of those dudes that worked with them did their own movie, and it's apparently just like a real, like, old school kind of John Carpenter... I don't know. There's a trailer. Go watch it. The Void. It looks pretty sweet, and I didn't get to see it at Fantastic Fest, so I'm looking forward to that one.
All right. Well, that is awesome. That's great. Fantastic.
That's just great.
Fantastic. Let's move on from there.
Now imagine she's white.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Get in my belly!
Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Such a juvenile, honestly.
Fuck the prom queen.
It's only great if Smoke's here so you can do his Sean Connery.
Yeah, which sounds just like his DMX trying to do Sean Connery.
It's Sean Connery filtered through about five unrelated things.
Yeah, DMX
like,
filter.
Motherfucker! DMX.
I would love to hear
You're
him.
You're the man now, dog.
Oof, oof. right, so we were talking about this like off air on the old Messenger chat. I genuinely think this year has been pretty fucking amazing for horror. I think there's been some really, really, really strong titles out. And the funny thing is, every time I keep thinking, right, well, this is clearly in my top five this year, I catch something else and I'm like, oh, well, that's now top five, but now I have to move something where this is getting difficult. Highlights for me this year have been The Witch, which I thought was a fucking amazing movie. Just really dark, full of atmosphere, attention to detail. I know it's like most things, it's been fairly polarizing. Like Mark said earlier, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. But in the case of that one, you're either going to love it or you're going to think it's boring as shit. I don't know how anyone can think that movie's boring. I thought it was fucking great. I caught Neon Demon, finally. It was my Halloween movie, actually, this year, because it got released on Blu-ray, finally, over here. And checked it out, and I was floored by that movie. It's kind of horror. It's not really horror. At the same time, does have a bit of cannibalism in it, which kind of moves it back over into horror. Genuinely the most beautiful movie I've seen this year. I think visually it's... Nicholas Winding Refn is, to me, what Argento would be if Argento was now making movies, you know, if he just started. His eye for like shots and like lighting and everything is phenomenal. And I know there's a lot of people saying, well, nothing happens in the movie. There's fucking shitloads that happen in the movie. And if you can't follow the rather simplistic story, it's basically an allegory about the fashion industry and how it consumes itself. I thought it was brilliant. I've not been able to stop thinking about it since I watched it. So that's right up there. Baskin's worth mentioning. It's a fucking tremendous movie. February, which Undead wanted me to mention. It's an amazing movie. I don't think that's officially out in the States. I think you're getting it under a different title as well. But it's got Emma Roberts in it, so you just watch it because of that. But it's a really weird kind of horror movie as well. So that's at the top of the list. What's at the bottom of the list? Well, as much as this is going to piss off some folk, 31. Piece of shit.
I almost said 31. That's the only movie that, like, well, that's not true. I got 40 minutes into it and then turned it off and probably will return.
I mean, I could. The thing is, I'll tell you why I have so much vitriol for it. It's not the worst horror movie I've seen this year. I've seen movies worse. I think it's because it's made by an established director with a budget. That's the issue. There was several million pumped into that movie. And it just fails on so many levels. It is not well written. The script is atrocious. There's a lack of gore for a movie that was going to be one of the goriest things. And see people that complain and say, well, it was cut. You know, it was cut and Rob's hands are tied. No. Rob Zombie told me to check that movie out on VOD. He told everyone to go and check out that movie knowing fine well it was cut. And now he's saying, buy the Blu-ray to see uncut. No, fuck you, Rob Zombie. You're getting my money twice. Well, you should have said
like three times because a lot of people contributed to that fucking crowdfunding campaign.
Exactly. What Rob Zombie should have said was, by the way, the movie's coming out. Let's show the studio what for. Don't fucking pay the money and just now buy it when it comes on Blu-ray and you'll see it uncut. But I tell you right now, all the gore in the world, like that could, there could be the fucking Shining scene where the elevator doors open and a tsunami of blood comes out, does not save that movie. It is dumber than a bag of dead puppies.
Damn. Did you just have like mad deja vu watching that? You're like back to other Rob Zombie movies, sort of like
worst parts of Rob Zombie movies, though. I wasn't watching it thinking this is some of it. You know, like how like occasionally a director will, you know, kind of, they'll go through the motions, but when they're going through the motions, you get the best bits of what they've done in other movies. It's like someone created, like Rob Zombie created a collage of his worst moments. Like one of the first parts of dialogue, minus Doomhead, who is a really interesting character. And to be honest, the movie should have just been Doomhead hunting them all. I could have lived with that, but we got like about 15 minutes of that character and close to 45 minutes of a midget Hitler. Spain. What the fuck is all that about? Fuck you, Rob Zombie. Right? Oh, I'm going to vent like a bastard on this movie. One of the first lines of dialogue is something to do with skull fucking. No one talks like that.
Everyone in his movies and Smoke all talk like that.
Yeah, but Smoke, we've established before, Smoke isn't real. Smoke
he belongs
is a
in
grandmother a... who plays Skyrim on YouTube and has lots of it, and then he gruffs up, smokes a couple of cigarettes,
and gargles with some cats. Whiskey.
And your crazy cat lady from The Simpsons. She's
I picture like Smoke as any one of those characters from a Rob Zombie movie. They're always long-haired, dingy, and have STDs, and I just see that is Smoke.
It infuriates me, and I don't think Sherry Moon Zombie's good in that, and I think she has been passable in other Rob Zombie movies. I do not
I
think...
that.
Yes, she has. Don't try that.
I think that she's sort of passable.
Oh, come on,
she's all right in Lords of Salem.
Yeah, she's not bad in Lords of Salem.
She's all right as the voice in El Super Beasto. In El Super Beasto, her voiced character's actually all right. And she's all right in that fake trailer for Werewolf Woman.
Yeah, and there was like 2 or 3 seconds that she was okay as Michael's mother. She had like a tear in her eye one time, and I thought that was pretty good acting or something.
Yeah, and she wasn't bad. But this is what happens when Rob Zombie gives her an entire movie to carry.
Oh, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work, and I'm sorry, but if you're going to set through that whole thing and then they just don't even deliver on the ending. And the worst thing is, it's so cliche. You know it's going to get halted. But he drags it out so long. You're like, you just get to the point where you're like, all right, just go ahead and halt it. Don't let him finish the job. And let's just be done with this shit. It's taking forever. What the fuck?
So I did the right thing by not finishing this.
No, because he's building up and you're like, he's getting ready. He's drawing back further. And you're just going, it's not going to happen. Just end it. It's not going to happen. Why are you wasting our time? And guess what? Surprise, surprise. It doesn't happen. And
What annoys me most is the fact that he like in interviews and stuff, that he's like that, you know, it was taking me a lot of effort and a lot of hard work to get that hockey movie made. So I just thought what I'd do is I just do another horror movie. And within 5 minutes, I came up with the idea. Yes, it shows, Rob. It shows. In fact, I'm pretty sure that you wrote the script in 5 minutes as well.
Yeah. I think he watched Running Man the night before.
I was about to say, he watched Running Man and went to like script generator. And
even
just went
the worst
generate.
Characters, even Dynamo in Running Man is more interesting than most of the characters in fucking 31.
Sub-Zero, now plain Zero.
Oh my God. So yeah, so that's probably, I mean, closely tied with that one is the Kevin Smith short. In fact, we could go with Yoga Hosers, which is fucking shite.
Just
and
don't.
He's short and he's short in Holidays for Halloween is fucking shite. I just wish Kevin Smith would go back to doing comedies and stay away from the horror genre because the man doesn't know what.
What, like Cop Out?
I mean, he's good at smart comedy, but he just can't.
Cop Out.
He just can't do this.
Bruce Willis. There's a match made in heaven. Two people.
There's supposedly a Mallrats TV show in development.
There was already like a Clerks cartoon that was god awful.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
No.
Yeah, Judge Reinhold as Judge.
There's a Mallrats TV show, and he's also involved with bringing Buckaroo Banzai to TV as well, which he needs to stay the fuck away from that. Like, really, unless he's bringing back Peter Weller. If he's bringing back Peter Weller, I'm cool with that. So yeah, those are probably on the worst end. In terms of movies that I'm looking forward to, there are a few things that have been, there's so many things being announced as potentials, like there's a potential Halloween movie next year, there's a potential Friday the 13th movie, but these have been rolling over for fucking ages now. The two ones I'm most looking forward to is the new Alien movie, Covenant.
Yes.
Which is out.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yes.
Can't fucking wait. Give me some of that, please. And one that's just been announced recently is the new... the guy from Key and Peele who's doing Get Out.
Oh my God, take my money and my penis.
It's out in February. I think that looks like a really fucking dark, twisted little movie.
Dude, there's
really can't wait.
Half the Key and Peele skits we've talked about on here before, they have that dark turn to them that you're like, this is like really dark now. Like Jordan Peele's gonna like nail this shit out of the park. That guy's fucking so fucking awesome, man.
And is it bad for me to say that I'm actually looking forward to the new Ring movie?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
That trailer looked cheesy as fuck, but as soon as that stuff started happening on the plane, I was like, this is like Final Destination!
Yeah, it's, you know, who cares? It's
cool. Remembered one other one that I was going to mention. There's a new Cloverfield movie out next year. Did anybody else fucking dig 10 Cloverfield Lane?
I fucking loved it.
Yeah, it was good.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Shut
it's
your
good.
Face, Smoke. No it's one good. Asked you anything except... Mark when he said anyone.
Yeah.
damn it.
And now we got to go to Smoke. No, wait, Smoke? You wait for the sounder? You wait for the sounder, you piece of shit.
Okay. Like, yeah, let's screw. I want to. She'd be like, oh, me so horny. Me love you long time.
That I say, all right.
It's so fucking good, honestly.
It's so great.
Bring it on, bitch.
I guess the worst movie, or
oh God,
absolutely the most disappointing movie would be Blair Witch.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
I had trouble watching. I mean, it's not that bad. It's just I had
Nobody
trouble watching
saw
it though.
Duncan.
I had trouble watching that shit.
But it's...
I can see where the criticism's coming in. But I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. It's not Blair Witch. And that's the problem. The Blair Witch is like a really original, really, you know, really like so far ahead of its time, kind of one of a kind unique movie. And to do a sequel to it, which basically kind of tries to basically do the same thing again.
Yeah, they wasted an opportunity. They could have went so many directions and then. What they did was...
it's a genius plan to get people to like Blair Witch 2, Book of Shadows. That's all it is.
I still like that.
I love that fucking movie. I don't give a shit what anyone says. That movie's fucking
like
great.
Blair Witch 2 is actually creative. And
it's fucking amazing. Shut your fucking mouth. It's great. That movie is so fucking good. I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
I'm with you on that one, Danny.
Fuck yeah, man. The movie's great.
And they just kind of rehashed it and used a bunch of pretty new actors and...
Earth, Wind, Persephone, Fire, something, protect my naked body. Earth, Wind, Persephone, Fire.
It's got a drone in it and fucking headset cameras, so that it's all found footage.
Doesn't do anything except get stuck in a tree.
Yeah, but the drone is incredibly frustrating because it could have done shitloads with it, and it does seem like someone was like that. We'll put a drone in it, and like at some point, someone was like, "But what are we gonna do with the drone?" And they were like, crash it into a tree. Like, let's just get out the fucking script as soon as possible. I mean, there's more, like, with things with headset cameras, like GoPro cameras and stuff, there's more justification for having the cameras rolling than there is in Blair Witch. I mean, one of them's running around with a giant fucking proper, you know, 1990s.
Yeah, who the hell uses
video
that?
Video camera.
These things are like 100 pounds.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. So head cams, I can kind of run with that.
Yeah, but the way it's shot and all the cuts, it's... You shouldn't even made it a quote unquote found footage movie because it doesn't look like
one. And it's Gale Weathers' fucking cameraman. It's shaking all over the goddamn place. I can't handle it.
The witch in the first one, you can hear like kind of noises off in the distance. This one,
the orgasms.
Like a goddamn Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah,
going through the woods.
Like, this is, her pussy's blown out at this point.
But, oh my god!
Goddamn Tyrannosaurus!
Goddamn Tyrannosaurus! Fucking
Blair Witch just shouldn't have been a franchise. Am I wrong?
No, the Blair Witch was only literally when they made the Blair Witch, no one expected it to do anything remotely close to what it did. It was like, but that's my point. There's my point, right? You have something which is like lightning in a bottle. You know, no one had seen anything really like it before. It was a complete fluke. It was one of those fluke scenarios of clever marketing, you know, in a way where you could fool people into kind of roughly believing that it was actually real. It had unknowns in it, you know, like people that hadn't been in anything before. You know, the whole package of it was done in such a way that movies very rarely have like all the stars align and everything works in a way that it did with Blair Witch. And it's funny because there's so much people that have revisionist history on it. You know, I never liked it when it came out. Yes, you fucking did. Everyone loved it. Everyone loved Blair Witch when it came out. You now hate it because it's cool. Like the pre-hipsters hate it. But to try and do a movie like that again with a similar idea in today's climate,
you can't
just
recreate
doesn't
work.
That. No. But like I say, I didn't hate it. I just kind of feel like you do, Smoke, that I feel like there was so much potential to do things in it. I don't think that, like, my buddy Andy Blockley hated it because he said it basically pissed all over the legacy of the previous one. I don't think it does, and I think it does stay true to the mythology quite a bit, actually. Like you say, they expand on things, so it's now making a screeching noise, which doesn't make sense. But it answers a lot of questions that I had from the previous movie. Like, how did we hear Josh's voice coming from the house? Well, it turns out the Blair Witch can mimic your voice as a way to pull you in to trap you. So, I mean, answered a couple of things which I thought were quite cool. Did we need answers to those questions? Probably not. But at least it didn't, like, completely retcon it and change it. From that point of view, I didn't... They could have done a whole lot worse. Let's put it that way. I don't hate it. I just feel like we could have got something, like, incredible. And it's the first chink in the armour for me when it comes to Adam Wingard. I think everything else our director's done has been fucking amazing.
It had glimpses of the actual witch. I never wanted to see the witch.
I love how everything you start sounds like an 80s love song.
Never want to see the witch again.
I love it.
I think that's why I flopped.
Like, yes, Russell, we know you hated the Blair Witch. You hate everything about Blair Witch.
I think it flopped because you're making a sequel to a movie that came out, 15 years before, and you're marking it for people that weren't around when that movie came out.
Plus,
You're making a sequel to a movie where your target audience wasn't alive when that movie came out. That doesn't work. Same thing happened with Ghostbusters.
Yeah. True.
Yeah,
it's a good time for Ace Ventura
5. $10 to see like a glimpse of the witch, when you could
go down in the corner. I can pay like $10 to fuck the witch. You know, who cares? I mean, come on.
You can turn on TV and see I'm with her ads for free all day. So
he's not here to defend her. Yeah. He's not here like Dark. Oh, that son of a bitch.
That's great.
But I think the best movie of the year is, I don't know, from what I've seen.
See, if you say the voices, I'm leaving this.
He says it every year. It's every year.
Perennially. Like, a movie that the Blair Witch maybe should have been was The Witch.
Mm.
Where they should have just went something totally different. And I think The Witch was... It was kind of... I can see where people would say it's long and boring. At times it did drag on.
I love how you put that so bluntly for us.
Boring as fuck.
It's just I know people think it's fucking boring.
You know what? You know what? It's people like that. It's boring and nothing happens. But it's all character development. That's what
needed.
It is. Like,
shit's
the
needed.
People, the same people that say it's boring are the same people that moan that there's not enough character development in movies.
And the same people that hate on stuff like Alfred Hitchcock. They just don't like a slow burn.
Yeah, I think the marketing, I don't think, really helped it at all. Like, saying it's the scariest movie of all time.
Yeah, so, plus the you look at that American trailer. That American trailer makes it look like every 5 seconds there's a jump scare in that movie and a goat that talks.
Yeah, and the actual witch isn't really the focal point. The focal point is the young girl and kind of...
Why don't pause when you say young girl? What is wrong with you, Dark?
It's a young girl.
A young girl. Oh, here's my Black Phillip. Oh, God.
That should be a condom rage if ever I heard of one. That Trojan should put a line.
A Black Phillip with like two horns like on the end of it? Jesus Christ.
Horn for her pleasure.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. And then when, you know, that gets tired, you can just turn them into, like, Triceratops Jurassic Park condoms. I mean, you could work with these horns on condoms really well.
Life finds a way. That should be the tagline for it. There should be a hole in the top.
Yeah, I was about to say, wait a minute. We are not going to sell a lot of condoms if we call it, if the slogan life is finds life a finds way. A way. Here, we promise that you're safe with these, but life finds a way. No.
That should be the line of condoms called
the Goldblum. It's got holes in the condom.
Goldblum, yeah. Yep.
It's got a hole in the front, and we've got a strap on like GoPro cam on the top of it, so you can relive the moment later.
But an honorable mention would be Neon Demon, except there's not enough Keanu Reeves in it.
Oh Jesus Christ!
I got just enough Keanu Reeves in a movie coming out next year called The Bad Batch, where he's like Mad Max Pablo Escobar, basically.
Yeah, I had my share of Keanu Reeves in Bill and Ted. Don't need any more. Done. Right. Speed, maybe.
He's great in the... we were talking about this off-air as well. He's great in the roles where he doesn't actually have to show any emotion because he can't do it.
No, he
can't. He's dead behind the eyes like a shark. See, if anyone ever wants to recast Jaws, Keanu Reeves is a shark.
It's true. Like, the one time he's got to show emotion in the Matrix trilogy, they make sure his eyes are fucking gone. So he's got to be blindfolded. So you don't even have to notice that he's not showing emotion. So go back and watch it. You're like, oh, wow, look, he's trying to get emotional. Oh, that's right. I can't see his goddamn eyes. He's blind Kenchi right now.
I don't like Knock Knock. I think Knock Knock's a fucking awful movie, but...
Is that a Killer Instinct reference?
I can't understand why at any point Eli Roth thought, you know, like, I need to put this guy through hell. I need to have an actor that can give me like that. And the first thing that sprung to mind was Keanu Reeves. I don't get that. That goes to show that Eli Roth kind of no longer really with us. he's kind of somewhere else.
Yeah, he's gone. He's long gone.
Said he might as well be dead.
Might as well. Yeah, pretty dead much. To us. It's fucking dead. Dead motherfucker. All right, which one are you looking forward to next year then?
Well, I don't know if it's a horror movie exactly, but this guy, he kills more people than Jason Voorhees and can't find. And his name is John Wick, Chapter 2.
Oh, yeah. Well, that...
It's not a horror movie at all, but yes, I think we're all looking forward to it.
I think, yeah. I don't think there's any question about that.
He kills all the people.
Are we going to also get... Are we also going to get a Keanu 2, though? Because that would make next year, like, amazing.
I think there should be a crossover.
I don't know if that's gonna work.
Like John Wick gets the cat, yeah, to replace his dead puppy. That's pretty cool.
But Disney's gonna.
I could work with that.
But that's hard. That's like horror's biggest badass. Scary, like hard to decide there. Then you got John Wick, but he's gonna be against Key and Peele.
I'm sure I read that like John Wick's nemesis in the second movie is Ian McShane, and that like legitimately gave me a hard on. I was like, that's just. I think Ian McShane is the best villain ever.
That's amazing.
He should be a Bond villain. Why he's never been a Bond villain is beyond me. And it's going to be set in Italy. So I'm like in like Flynn. I can't wait for this movie.
See, I thought the same thing about which Lethal Weapon was it? Where Jet Li would look like an Asian RuPaul?
Oh, the fourth one. Yeah, That's right. No,
it was kind of a cool villain. He kind of looked a little, you know.
Was it the fourth one?
I don't know. I think villains just need to have like weird bleachy blonde hair. Like, you know, Wesley Snipes and Demolition Man. And I think you're set. You're good to go.
Leo Getz.
Yeah, see?
Third or fourth one.
There you go.
They fuck you at the drive-thru. They fuck you. They fuck you. They fuck you. They know you're going to be miles away before you realize you've just been fucked.
That's great. All right. So, Smoke, you're looking forward to John Wick. That's good. Goat. Hey, who's the goat?
Goat?
That can't be the goat. That's just goat, right? That's not the goat.
No, the goat's not here.
That's what I thought. All right. Let's finish up Guts. Yeah, boy. All right. So my best of the year. I didn't watch a lot this year, so I'm going to have to go with Train to Busan and The Wailing. It's kind of a dead heap tie between those two.
Still see The Wailing, but Undead reckons it's topping his list.
The Wailing was so fucking good, but so was Train to Busan. They were both fucking good. They were both
Korea
good.
back in black with that one, and it's putting out quite a lot of horror again, and surprise, surprise, it's really good.
It was. It's really good. I enjoyed the shit out of it. But then all the ones you guys have named, they've all been pretty good. We've had a pretty good year, you know. I'm not going to be bitching really at the end of this one. This has been a great year. And worst, really aren't bad movies. The two that I just didn't get down with was, and that's just because Mark gushed about it, so I thought it was going to be cool. And I didn't like The Greasy Strangler.
Did you know?
No, I mean, it was, but I see where I'm like, oh, that movie, I don't understand. I just didn't get down with it, but I can see why other people would, you know what I mean? Like,
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it's,
but I know loads of people that like, I'm like that. Oh, you're going to think this is really funny. And I'm like, no.
Well, it is funny, but it just gets to a point where, yeah, I don't know. And maybe it's something with me, because I've noticed a lot of the shows I think I'm going to be into that are funny. I start watching. I'm like, man, this really is funny. I'm really enjoying this. And by the, you know, second or third episode in, I'm just like, nah.
It might be audience as well. I think, like, both me and Mark have seen that with a crowd of people.
Yeah, that's by myself.
Maybe that's what, like, I don't know. Like, everyone that I know that hasn't liked that movie has just seen it by themselves. Like, just sat down and watched it by themselves, and maybe that's...
Well, the theater experience does change it. I mean, I watched My Bloody Valentine 3D in 3D in the theater, and I was like, wow, that's kind of a piece of shit. But then I got home, and I watched it without the 3D, and I was like, dude, this is like an epic Jesus Christ pile of shit. This is way fucking worse than in the theater. So, yeah.
I've told you before, like that infamous story that I went to see, I'm very drunk, and I went to see Piranha 3D, and I come out that movie like legitimately praising it as like one of the shining examples of how to do a remake. You know, finally Hollywood got it right. You know, top five movies of the decade and all the rest. You like just like totally love it. And then saw it when it came out on DVD and watching it going, I'm a fucking idiot. This sucks. And it was funny in bits, but it's like I lavished so much praise. I've been telling everyone to check it out and all the rest, and watched it back and didn't think it was half the movie that I thought it was. It was a combination of being drunk and being in an auditorium with people that were loving it, who were just as drunk as I was. So.
Yeah, see that makes the theater. Makes the theater, makes the movie, makes them fun.
So what are you looking forward to next?
Oh, see, all right. So what I'm looking forward to next. Oh yeah, you know, The Greasy Strangler wasn't really the worst one. The worst one for me was Cell, because that goes with the one I'm looking forward to.
Oh, Cell is such a fucking bad movie. You all read the book as well.
Yeah, but you know what? Then I went back and read the book again, man, the book's really not as good as I remember it being. I don't know why. It just didn't. I think it's because at the time, you know, at the time, Stephen King stuff was kind of hit or miss with me for a while there. And then Cell came out and had a really fast-paced start. And I think that just gets you into the mood for the whole book, no matter how crazy and silly it gets at times. But going back through it, I'm like, eh, this really wasn't as good as I remember it. But
I told you, like, that was a book that was the last Stephen King book that I read before I started doing this show. It put me off. Like,
yeah,
I got that book as a present and I hated it.
It's really just, it didn't, like, the beginning, like, right in the beginning, you're like, holy shit, this is unlike Stephen King's other stuff. Like, it is getting right off the bat, we don't know any of these people, there's people jumping out fucking windows, they're eating each other, it's crazy. And then it slows the fuck down to a crawl. I just didn't notice it the first time around. The second time, no way. And the movie, not working. And usually John Cusack can really fucking nail a Stephen King adaptation. Didn't fucking happen this time.
I don't know what's happening with Cusack, honestly.
I don't know.
He's got Nicolas Cage syndrome.
He really does, because he was doing so fucking well with this shit, and I don't know what happened. I don't get it. So he's kind of pissing me off. But I am looking forward to The Dark Tower, and I don't give a fuck how much they slaughter it, rape it, change it, whatever. I just want to see something in that fucking universe.
Flip it down, oh yeah. No.
I really don't care what they do to it. I just want to see it. And I think it's going to be fucking amazing. And I'm super okay with, you know, casting choices that people have made a big deal about. I don't give a fuck. I think it's going to be great. I'm super, super fucking psyched for anything Dark Tower. It's the glue that holds all of Stephen King together. It really is.
But so there's some interaction from the Facebook page. Apparently my comment when I said everyone loved the Blair Witch Project was met with a lukewarm response by some of our regulars. Jacob Kane says he disagrees, he hated the movie, loved the promotional campaign, it was well done, but the movie blew guts, and he hated it for being the one that caused the flood of film footage shaky cam shit. I don't think we can blame Blair Witch for the flood of shaky cam shit. That movie came out in 1998, and Paranormal Activity came out in 2007, so I think we blame Paranormal Activity for that. Who else?
Yeah, there wasn't a huge flood in between those years.
There really wasn't. We got J-Horror right after Blair Witch, so that's where we went after that.
That's true.
Although Jacob Kane is really looking forward to John Wick 2. Russell C. also hated the Blair Witch Project since day one. Boring as fuck, as he called it. Russell C.'s favourite movies this year thus far, Don't Breathe, which I need to kind of back him up on. Don't Breathe was really fucking good. And has one of the grossest scenes.
Turkey Baster.
Yeah. Cum Guzzlers.
Oh, my God.
And Witch. But he hated Shin Godzilla. He said it was very disappointing. I've not seen it yet.
Disappointing.
So, yeah, that's us caught up.
He also said Cell turned me off of King for a long time. Couldn't even finish it. Yeah, no, go back to King now. King's done very well now. The trilogy, the crime trilogy just put out, just go check it out.
Agreed. I did, I don't know if I told you I did Mr. Mercedes last week.
Oh, it's so cool.
Really, really fucking good. Really enjoyed that. So, yeah, he's definitely back.
And I really, you know, really don't mind Dr. Sleep, The Shining sequel. That's fucking really goddamn
neat. The goat is listening. The goat is listening.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
The goat?
He said, light Tush and Lights Out. I like Tush. I was all right with Lights Out. He says, has anyone seen Red Christmas yet?
Oh, my God. We've missed the goat so bad.
That's hot sick.
Jeff, do you know that when you left Jeff, a little bit of Jeff Jans died, and then he just slowly disappeared altogether, too?
Like,
it's so good to have the goat.
Like, talking to us? Well, they didn't stop talking to us. He just stopped posting on the page. Although, in fairness, Jeff Jans went under many, many, many different names.
True.
So there's a very good chance that he's still.
Wait, didn't Kiss the Goat just put out one on The Witch, right? At
they
Halloween?
Did, indeed. That's Halloween? The return episode.
Yes! Go check it out. I'm so glad the goat's here. It makes me giddy.
That was a good episode.
Yeah, it makes me super giddy that he's here. It's awesome. Hush and Lights Out. Yeah, no, Hush. Oh, man, I forgot to say anything
Flanagan.
About Hush.
Yep,
forgot about Hush.
Flanagan. Although I've still to see the new Ouija movie, which is his compromise movie. He did Ouija in order to basically put out Hush. Plus he's got another one. What's the other one that's not out officially in the country but has been out for ages over here?
Who are you calling a Ouija?
What is that?
It's Before I Wake. Before I Wake's a really good movie as well.
Hold on, Dr. Dark, you're not allowed to talk yet. Hold on.
Let the motherfucker try me. Try me. The nefarious Dr. Dark.
I
Get your hand off my penis!
Now you may speak.
I mean, I don't have anything else to say.
I know, but that was it.
With that little comment.
You know what that was?
I haven't watched any horror movies this year, as I'm sure you'll discuss in the second hour tonight.
You know what that was? No, we're actually talking about horror TV shows, which is something you actually do know something about. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Is that cool?
Myron says, Dr. Sleep fucking rules.
Yeah, I see.
The best of his later work.
Oh, my God. And it ties in right in the beginning to Joe Hill's Nosferatu. He mentions fucking Charlie Manx right in the beginning. Such a cool fucking tie. Yeah, they tied both
Sleep
of those
was
together.
Good, and Revival was good. It was just really depressing.
Revival actually was really good. It's really slow, but it has a very H.P. Lovecraft ending, and it's fucking the most like depressing, mind-fucking ending to a Stephen King book in forever. It is really just like,
very dark.
Yeah, you're like, I don't want to die. I never, never want to die.
And not in a fun way like me.
What? yeah, no. Yeah,
is
sure.
This like some sort of weird, like, fucking dating, like, audio clip here?
I don't know what
like,
dark
sometimes style. I read Stephen King and it's dark, but it's not dark and fun like me.
I know.
Dr. Dark, call me.
Yeah, it's like that lowered expectations is what I imagine is that part from that. What was that, Mad TV?
Just imagine I'm sitting in the background now doing, like, that hand signal for call me. You're like... You're getting those, like, I don't know if they still do them in the UK, like the adult channels, like on the run up to them going live, will have like picture, well, basically videos of women like pretending to
answer the phone.
Yeah, but they always do like the hand thing for call me, and I'm like, work?
Is phone sex still a thing?
I think so.
You would be the one to tell us, Myron. You rock, man. Yeah, see, you caught it too. You caught the knock.
I think it might be, but I don't understand why it is when the internet is just full of things you can do.
I mean, you can go in chat rooms, go to like chat roulette.
Yeah, tell us all about it.
All of those things and find people like.
It's just a jack off.
I love how chat roulette featured so high on your list.
Don't you love that he's like, I can't.
Basically, any time I've ever been on it is like just basically men wiggling their dicks at
you. Yeah, he comes on in the first.
Omegle is the same way.
He comes on in the first 10 seconds. He's like, well, I don't know. I can't talk any horror. Oh, chat rooms now. Let me tell you the history of chat rooms. And he is ready to talk about chat rooms.
I can tell you about the park, Bianca Smut Shack.
You're talking like Angel Fire. That's Angel Fire days.
Bianca, go to www.bianca.com. I think part
I'm
of the website
not gonna do
is still
it.
Available.
I don't think that's a good idea. You're going to get a virus on your computer. Don't do that.
Dark's all up on Craigslist, I believe.
I think Dark stays away from Craigslist now.
He goes to M for M, you said?
Yeah, M for M. M for BBM, right?
BBC.
Oh, Jesus.
The BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation, like to hear a dark. That's what that means, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
What it means, doesn't it?
I know. Look, I've already told him he needs to chill himself, but you know he's got to get all. You know he's got to bring out his fucking real redneck. Here we go. Here's new Dr. Dark's intro. Hold on. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, it's our own Southern Angel, Dr. Dark, here to tell us all of his lovely racist jokes and how he hates Italians.
Only Dark can hear a really good Italian joke.
Yeah, like it's.
I've retired all of those jokes.
When did
we
you
turned over a new leaf on the Midnight Horror Show?
No, you retired those jokes. You didn't retire your Italian joke. You're still allowed to tell that one.
Oh,
our buddy Darren says Hush was great. Didn't remember if it was this year. He still hasn't watched it without his dog slamming the back door halfway through it at 3 a.m. in the morning after he forgot that she was outside, made him shit himself.
You got to tell your dog not to stay out so late. Jesus.
Really? What's going on with that dog? That dog is crazy.
The whole fucking neighborhood.
Listen to you, Southern Mama. He's like, that goddamn dog is humping around the whole damn neighborhood. Got all over that goddamn trailer park.
I tell you what, Bobby.
Oh, I know. That's, yeah. Who would be surprised that that's like your best impersonation that you can do? That and a woman trying to sing. Hey, we talked about Weedus earlier. Go ahead and do it for us.
I'm just a teenage JPEG baby.
Oh, Lord. Duncan, you are so right. You win $20. He wins the bet.
He did it straight away. Like, I had to, like...
I know. Duncan had to prep for that shit. He had to squeeze his nuts and everything. You're just like...
I've already got my hand down my shorts.
Oh, God.
It didn't take much for me to squeeze them.
Bell has to speak up finally. You've crossed the line now, Dr. Dark. You've totally crossed the line on this.
I'm in a hotel room in a king-size bed by myself.
Oh, shut.
Oh, this is getting worse. Let me paint the scene.
He's been face down on this.
Oh, my God.
Bed.
Russell C. Russell C. Did someone just wet shit in the background?
That like, was by Velcro laugh.
Like, no. Dr. Dark right now is lying on a king-size bed himself, just in his underwear, hand down, surrounded by empty Cheeto packets. And
Russell C. wins the internet with his picture that is definitely Dr. Dark. It says... When you are redneck as fuck, but you also gay as fuck. That is Dr. Dark right there. You gotta see it.
What a
set. Oh, it's perfect. That is the perfect picture. That is exactly how I picture Dr. Dark doing things, just like that. Oh, jeez.
With the Cheeto packets and the cheesy dick.
What? Whoa, what picture are you looking at?
No, I described him. Oh. While you were laughing at that, I thought he was setting the scene.
I thought he was talking about a picture. I'm like, dude, what picture are you talking about, man? This is fucking crazy, dude.
It sounds like the worst place to go and like eat. Dr. Dark's cheesy dicks.
Dr. Dark's cheesy. You know what? Yeah. If Girl Graves
Doritos,
was here,
Doritos, not Cheetos. I prefer the spicier nacho cheese.
Oh, well, you do not want to be touching your
Steven. Yes, oh. Tina will be back in the second hour.
It's fine. As long
Bobby
as you
Brown
don't get
humping
it in
around.
Your pee hole.
Goat, you've got it all figured out.
Ain't nobody humping around.
Yes, that's awesome.
Call the Ghostbusters in the head control.
Listen to you fucking go off, yo. What happened to Mark? Is Mark Speaking still of, with us?
I'm here.
Okay, well, you went really fucking quiet, dude.
He was hoping not to have to deal with me tonight.
Well,
honestly,
I mentioned Girl
so
Graves, and I thought I would hear from him. Maybe he could tell us where our you know, trusty meme maker is.
I don't think she's with us tonight.
Well, I thought you were about to speak in German because you were like, "I Deutschna meine Goldna Girl Graves." I didn't know what the fuck you were going for. Not making any sense. All right, so it's time. Yep, go ahead.
Speaking.
Yep, Ghostbusters. What about it?
Apparently, while my wife and kids were out trick or treating on Halloween, a bunch of people came and took selfies with the giant 13-foot tall Stay Puft Marshmallow Man that I put in my front yard.
That was a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man? I thought you just jizzed in a big white balloon and filled it up.
Wait one second. Are you saying on air that your wife and kids went out, you put up the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and then all the kiddies started coming around?
That's what that's his ice cream truck.
I'm 100 miles away.
He's like, come see my marshmallows. Look at my
There's more candy in the basement.
Yeah, come on down here.
I don't have a basement, you bitch.
Here, it's right up this dark haunted tunnel. Just reach inside.
It's not allowed to say you bitch.
I have a crawl space.
Right. Dark, say you bitch right.
Bitch.
Beauty shop, bitch.
You
dumb
bitch.
Motherfucker. You sound like a fucking beauty shop woman. Bitch. But back off my weave. You're just fucking nuts. Oh, God.
I'm sorry. What were you trying to move on to?
I don't even know.
Massacre.
Oh, yeah. It's time for Midnight Massacre. Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's getting.
We got the massacre.
I am so good.
I fucking hate you fried motherfucking pieces of shit. Fucking kill you all. All right, everybody. It's time to go back to the 80s party that is left of us.
Oh, nice song choice. Danny's killing it with his song.
Thank you. See, we should have more 80s parties. The only problem is, when this awesome listener participation game is over, what do we have? We gotta find something else. Because we get some good participation out of this.
Second Morrissey. Come on. I'll shut
your mouth. Oh, wait, hold on. Isn't that right, Mark? Doesn't Mark hate Morrissey?
Do you?
I don't hate Morrissey. I'm one of those Morrissey haters.
Okay, I thought it was you, but it was someone else.
Morrissey hates everything. That's what.
Yeah, that's probably where I was going.
Instantly appealing.
Yeah, they
he
are
just
really.
Hates everything. Every week he just changes his mind on things as well. First he's like that. No, we need to do loads of tours, and he's like, no one can litter at my tours. Don't litter the planet. I love the planet. And he's like, I hate the planet.
He's kind of a wishy-washy motherfucker on that stuff.
I love the planet, but I'm going to travel around with a bunch of semi-tractors and fly in airplanes and to a bunch of different cities. They could print out paper tickets and, yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me post
through some electricity. Hear me talk bad about capitalism.
All right, I am posting on the Facebook page the layout of the rooms. Now, hold on, because we're not going back to all rooms yet. The bedroom, the bathroom, and the arcade are all still off limits. Only 4, 5, and 6 on the dice are available. That's home theater, dance floor. Well, you know, it's got to be like a real horror movie. When this thing gets down to the nitty-gritty in the last couple, then we open all the rooms back up, and everyone's going to be in their own room. Because at that point, the reveal is there, like Halloween and all those other great slasher movies. Now you see where all the dead people are hanging from here and stuffed in there and shoved up that one's ass and shoved up that one's hooch, you know?
I do not fancy my chances this week. Ooh. I think I might be on the way out, but I'm going to stick with what I know, so I am going to go back to the home theater.
Oh my gosh, you are a risky mother. All right, so you, Duncan's in the home theater. Now, Lisa has stayed in the smoking lounge this entire party, and she is returning there again. She cannot be listening tonight, but she will hear this on the playback. We'll probably go ahead and tell her long before then if she's dead or not. But we need to know where everyone is, or they're going to be shoved into the motherfucking dance floor. And since the World Series is about to start in 9 minutes, I'm pretty sure we're probably not going to hear from too many people. Because unlike Mark, there are some... Well, okay. All right. Claudia is staying right there. Andrew is on the dance floor.
Where is Claudia?
Let's see. Steven, you cannot be in the bedroom. Bedroom's off limits right now, sir. You have... Smoking dance floor theater. That's all you got. And Claudia is going to be in the theater with Duncan.
Okay.
All right.
Try to write these down.
Okay. So, let's see. Who's left of the hosts? I don't even know who's left.
I'm left.
I'm dead.
All right. So, Smoke, we know Smoke is definitely dead. He's been dead for a long time now. He's got no chance. All right. So, Dr. Dark, where are you disappearing to, my friend?
I'm going in the smoker's lounge to try to get some secondhand because it makes my pee-pee feel good before I go to sleep.
All right, well, that just ensured where I will not be. Okay.
I didn't seem to do anything in there.
No, you're just talking about how the smoking room is going to make your pee-pee feel, so I don't think I want to be in that room anymore. All right, Duncan, let's see. He's in the theater, and I am going to put myself... You know what? I'm going to go to the theater this time because I have not been in the theater yet. So
statistically, we should be okay because 1, 2, and 3 have already happened. So I think it's likely to be 5 or 6.
Yeah, let's see here. So where's the birthday girl? Let's see. Okay, so Steven is also in the theater. Holy shit, it's starting to pack up now.
It better not be the theater.
And Darren is staying in the theater too. Holy shit. All right, so let's see. Who does that leave now? I do not know who's left. Oh, wait, there's no Amy. Amy is not chosen.
So she's on the dance floor.
Mike Anthony Dotson has not chosen. All right, so we've got quite a few that are going to be there. All right, we'll give you...
Alicia.
Alicia. Wait, I got her. It's the what? Yep, birthday girl.
No, I don't have her.
Nope.
No, nope. Alicia?
I don't know. Not on a room, so they're all going to the dance floor.
Alicia, where are you going?
Where's Andy G?
Let's see. There's all right. So these are the ones going over to the dance floor. Mark, you got so far Lance, because Lance cannot listen tonight. You got Alicia, Steven, Claudia. No, Claudia's picked where she's going. Right. Steven's picked where he's going too. Monica and Darren picked where he's going. All right. So Ricky Morgan is not here.
So, Ricky Morgan is not here.
So he's going to the dance floor.
Someone is writing a comment, though.
Uh-oh, he's going to the dance floor. All right, anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else?
No.
Going. All right, it's sealed up. We're done. Yeah, a bloodbath is coming, Russell, because there's the only room that could really survive this is the smoker's lounge. If it hits the theater or the dance floor, it is breaking down some bad motherfuckers. So let's see, what are those? Just to refresh everybody, what that is on the dice so we know what we're looking for here.
So, Kusha was there to make sure he's not lying.
Yeah, so the home theater is 4, dance floor is 5, and the smoker's lounge is 6.
Oh, God, we cannot have a 4. We cannot have a 4. Here we go. Ready? And the dice roll is... It's a six. Six. Smoker's Lounge is dead. God damn, that's the smallest amount of people.
You're a liar.
I swear to God. Sure. You're just mad because you died now. I couldn't have made it up that quickly. I would have had to have gone, it's a six. It was instant.
No, you did that shit on purpose. I know.
Okay, well, you can be a poor sport about it all you want, you big baby. You're fucking dead. You and Lisa are fucking dead, you bitches. You are fucking dead. Well, not Lisa, just you. She can't get lumped in with you just because she's in the same room that makes your pee-pee feel good. That's all on you. All right, so everyone now, okay, well, look, there's still too many people, which you know what that means. There's only two fucking rooms to choose from next week.
Oh, shit.
And only one set of survivors is going to last through that. One set. All right, so we're going to take a break, and then we're going to be back, and we're going to be doing our horror's biggest badass television bracket. Get the wheels turning. We've got a bracket of 32 that we're going to throw in here. The shows are already picked, and most of these need to come out if you can come up with a better one. But there are 32 spots for shows, and the rules were these have to be shows that have come about in the 2000s, running presently, or at least have run into the year 2000 or beyond. Right. So some of those 90s shows right at the end of there kind of squeeze their way into there. Oh, Jesus Lord. Someone got put in Facebook jail for a week. Amy got put in Facebook jail for a week. Can't post anything. All right, but you survived, so you don't have to worry. The dance floor survived. Next week is going to be bad news, though.
Well, right. I've seen her posting on Facebook under her.
Are you just out to call everyone on lies today? What is wrong with you?
I'm just wondering how this Facebook jail works if they can just not post in our group for some reason.
Daddy's like that. It's a sex liar. Amy can't post lies.
Yeah, she's just going off. Oh, you know what? And we do have 4 minutes, so we've got to do this real quick because you know what? It would just be ironic that we're trying to recognize this guy for being forgot. And we're about to forget doing him. So we've got a new segment where we're going to honor these poor, poor people that get lost in horror obscurity after their wonderful, wonderful roles that they've played in these wonderful, wonderful horror films. Here is Where Are You Now?
Where are you now?
Tonight we're going to start with someone we all know, and most of us just watch this film for our Halloween horror marathons. And that is 1988's Night of the Demons. Starring, as we all know, Amelia Kincaid. We know what she went on to do. She went on to become a pet psychic. We know these things. But you know who we don't know anything about? Is that poor sap that played Clark Number 2, a.k.a. Clark Jarrett. Now, some of you out there are going, who the hell is Clark Number 2? Well, Clark Number 2 had the amazing response to the infamous question that will go down in the annals of horror history quotes, and that was,
do you guys have sour balls?
And we all know Clerk Number 2's wonderful answer was,
why sure we do.
Why sure we do. That's all he had. One line. But he at least had a speaking line, and he's called Clerk Number 2. Well, for the assholes that wrote him off.
His name is Robert Paulson.
Yeah. For those assholes that wrote off Clark Jarrett as Clerk Number 2, you'd be happy to know that like 6 or 7 years after he did this goddamn film and played Clerk Number 2 and had to answer a question about his sour balls with a,
why sure we do.
Goofy goober motherfucker. He went on to graduate and get his master's degree from California State in Dominguez Hills. All right.
Boom.
This motherfucker, in his thesis for his master's in humanities, he wrote the script for what would become his 1998 award-winning documentary, The Return of Paul Jarrett, which was a story based on his very own grandfather, who was a World War I vet, who returned to France at the age of 93. This guy won awards for this thing. All right, so before you go feeling bad for Clerk Number 2, just know that Clark Jarrett is doing all right now, and we commend you, buddy, because if it wasn't for your sour balls, we would never have gotten the wonderful, wonderful award-winning documentary that is The Return of Paul Jarrett. Next time, I'm not sure who we're going to discuss yet, but we'll figure it out on Where Are You Now? Clark Jarrett, I hope you hear this. We'd love to do an interview with you, sir. We'd love to talk to you about that line. All right, so
like
we're going
a guy
to break.
That did a documentary respecting his grandfather's trip back to France to relive or remember his World War II. They will never come on this show.
Yeah, probably not. Especially since we just have him queued up to just go, sure we do, all episode, like we used to do the Webby
Love. As soon as he finds that you're from Japanese heritage, that's a...
Oh, he's
like,
going to be...
He's a what?
He's going to be like, what? Rice patty motherfucker? Fuck him. Kamikaze piece of shit, soy sauce eating. Fuck. Yeah, I know. I've heard it all. I've heard it
See,
all my whole life.
You can get away with that. No one else can.
I know, but it's because I've heard it. I've heard it. These chains that hold me down. All right, so we are moving on. We're going to do our halftime show, and this week's halftime... So Duncan sent us over. We've played the song about 100 times on here because we love the goddamn song so much, and we love Childish Gambino. But this one's got a nice twist, and it's perfect for our Horror's Biggest Badass TV edition coming up in the second hour. So it's Childish Gambino's Bonfire that we've played on here, like I said, several times. But it's mashed with the Stranger Things theme. It's amazing. And so to go with that, I decided to grab another one, and I was going to make people guess it, but it's way too easy to guess. Everyone's going to know it right away. But we've got another rapper that samples another famous horror track, and I think most people here will appreciate it. Even Undead would appreciate it. Not the rap, but he would appreciate the sample. So we'll be right back with Horror's Biggest Badass.
Okay, it's Childish Gambino, homegirl, drop it like the NASDAQ. Move white girls like it's coke up my ass crack. Move black girls, cause man, fuck it, I'll do either. I love pussy, I love bitches, dude, I should be running Peter in Adidas with some short shorts. B-O-O all over me, my green is where it's supposed to be. Your green is in my grocery. This Asian dude, I stole his girl, and now he got that coachy beef. My dick is like an accent mark, it's all about the overheat. Hot like a parked car, I sound weird like nigga with a hard R. Fly like the logo on my cousin's 440. Eating Oreos like these white girls that blow me. Vodka for my ladies, whiskey for a grown man. Hanging in the islands looking for Earl like Toe Jam. I made the beat retarded, so I'm calling it a slow jam. Butcher and I know it, man, kill me, go ahead. These rappers are afraid of him, cause I'm a beast, bitch, girl. Invaders and Gambino is a call girl. Brand new whip, 40 niggas like slavery. Told me I was awful and that shit did not faze me. Tell me how I suck it and my memory is hazy. You're my favorite rapper now, yeah, dude, I better be. Or you can fucking get my ass even sent to me. You wanna see my girl? I ain't that dumb. You wanna see my girl? Check back some. Man, why does every black actor got a ransom? I don't know, all I know is I'm the best one. It's a bonfire, turn the lights out. Everything you motherfuckers talk about. It's a bonfire, turn the lights out. I'm burning everything you motherfuckers talk about.
Chillin' with a Filipina at your local Jollibee. Yeah,
What's up, ma? It's your man right here. I like your titties. I'm at Shorty at the mall, her bra holding two deep cups of Jello. My socks yellow from leaky hella. What a bag will do to you when a doobie has moved me to a piece of property. Forget what I just put the groupie through. Gotta spin until the angel dizzy the diesel. Roll up the PC, please. I'm busy with evil. My hand on the tit, I'm commanding the clip. The span of the shit, nobody knows, but it's expanding the chips. Chicks wanna touch, I might go shoot up the fruit tuna. Dip in my mouth looking like I'm recruited by Lucifer. Ain't like what I roll up as anti-religious, but it's like I cop in Chinatown, I would slant eyes the bitches. This is for my weather people and clever people. Haters should speak against, cause they were never equals. Drug fiends, I was happy to beat you. What you tell the asshole? I'm sorry I ain't treat you. Learn myself, cause nobody said let me teach you. This ain't for the middle town people I still see through. This is for my weather people, them clever people. Haters should speak against, cause they were never equals. Dust fiend, I was happy to beat you. What you tell the asshole? I'm sorry I ain't eat you. Learn myself, cause nobody said let me teach you. We follow the same road, but we know where it leads to. Chrome 380 drive me crazy, cause it's fun to clap my chip radar. Calling out more hoes than Thundercats. In that Burberry like a yuppie lumberjack. But you don't see the pattern till I take the coat off blunder black. Rolled up ready for brain acupuncture. Then I took the hoodie off the clit and didn't munch her. Welcome to the strangest of days, there's dangerous ways. You find death, I found it in the angel in haze. Johnny Mnemonic with the bubonic and the leather goose. Fuck the North Face, it's what I got underneath, this weatherproof. And when it jump out to speak, it'll greet you with a flash of light that leave you in a box, cause the worms need you. This is for my weather people and clever people. Haters should speak against, cause they were never equals. Drug fiends, I was happy to beat you. What you tell the asshole? I'm sorry I ain't treat you. Learn myself, cause nobody said let me teach you. This ain't for the middle town people I still see through. This is for my weather people, them clever people. Haters should speak against, cause they were never equals. Dust fiends, I was happy to beat you. What you tell the asshole? I'm sorry I ain't eat you. Learn myself, cause nobody said let me teach you. We follow the same road, but we know where it leads to. Come and see hell's house, whatever bleed yells out. And the first two letters of my clip is we spelled out. The locals hate me, cause the locals love me. Every piece of shit MC with a dream from here can't touch me. Fuck me. That's what they hoes yell out, loving the penis. Tight like the rims in the street with the rubber between us. Every time I wipe my eyes, I get cloudy. 10 local rappers run and write a song about me. In and out of the hash like I'm in and out of the blue mess. In and out of my mind like I'm in and out of the U.S. Drip sweat to NY, dip wet then get high. To thank G.O.D. Al-Qaeda wasn't in the sky. This is for my weather people and clever people. Haters should speak against, cause they were never equals. Drug fiends, I was happy to beat you. What you tell the asshole? I'm sorry I ain't treat you. Learn myself, cause nobody said let me teach you. This ain't for the middle town people I still see through. This is for my weather people, them clever people. Haters should speak against, cause they were never equals. Dust fiends, I was happy to beat you. What you tell the asshole? I'm sorry I ain't eat you. Learn myself, cause nobody said let me teach you. We follow the same road, but we know where it leads to.
The horror genre has had a great impact on many lives as they grow up through their years, instilling in them the passion to want to spread it with the world through such social media outlets like this very show. All the hosts here at the Midnight Horror Show hold a warm spot in their dark black hearts for horror films. All those hosts, except for one, that is. Tonight, we shall explore the true reasoning behind one man's goal to make a great horror podcast, even though he hates watching horror. I even have the perfect setting music for it.
Any more John Williams?
Is he still with us?
What?
Yes, I am, motherfuckers.
Well, it's a good thing you're here, Dr. Dark, because I had a whole thing to go
my
into.
My dear Danny Trioxin, my dear Dr. Dark, welcome to Take the Piss Hour.
Oh, Dr. Dark. You will be returning at some point with maybe a Dark Discussions, correct? Maybe?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sometime.
All right. Well, I mean, we're, you know,
it
we were giving
it might not be live, but.
Okay, that's fine. We're just giving them. It's cool. It's cool. It's all right, because you know what? We did really good. So thank all the listeners for making October a really awesome month. The most downloads we've had since we were a horror show. So that's
so
awesome.
So are we saying now, because we said before we did it, we said in September that if the download numbers were good, we would return and remain as a horror show. Is that happening? Or do I have to defend Crystal Skulls again?
I think, Dr. Dark?
Nobody should have to do that.
I think we're good. I think we're good, right? I think we're good to stay in the horror?
Are you going to talk about more beach movies?
Don't bring up everything that we did wrong. You don't have to bring up everything we did wrong, you piece of shit.
See, when you said you were going to play another song, and, you know, it was going to be a rap song with some, like, horror music in the background, and Undead was going to love it. I don't know what came over me, but I expected Busta Rhymes to give me some more. It's got a wee bit of Psycho in the background.
Yeah, what did, yeah, isn't that what, yeah, he did do that. He had Psycho in the background. There's a bunch of rappers that use Psycho, and, you know, a lot of the big rappers used John Carpenter's Halloween, you know, yeah. Dr. Dre. I mean, it's a ton of them. So it's pretty funny, though. I guess you just don't think about it, but there's a lot of these really underground, really ghetto horror rappers that I enjoy, and a lot
rappers
of them have
like
used, a lot of them use stuff like City of the Living Dead and just stuff that, you know, everyone's going to use Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, Psycho,
have
you know, certain things.
On my street.
Yeah, see, that stuff's going to be used by everybody. That stuff's going to be used by everybody. But
we set up fine for Dr. Dark to do his Freddy impression. He didn't do it.
Come on, do it. Let's hear it.
What are you talking about?
Or do Scary Terry. Do Scary Terry. Just say. Say, you can run, but you can't hide, bitch.
You can run, but you can't hide, bitch.
He goes, here's some pants for you. He's like, oh, bitch. I cannot wait till the third season comes. I can't wait till everyone's done with the second season so we can attack that.
The second season came across to the UK. It's on Netflix, and I'm about halfway through it, and I'm fucking loving it.
The second season has a huge cliffhanger.
Oh, that's great, because we're that leads us into season three. We got to do season two. And for those that are like, wait, Rick and Morty's not horror. Yes. Yes, it is. There's several scary, crazy-ass things going on there. It's awesome.
That is totally horror. Yeah.
It's if everyone doesn't know what we're talking about, you at least got to go to season two and watch Total Rickall. That fucking amazing episode.
That's my favorite.
It is.
Speaking of Rick and Morty, someone on this show had the greatest Halloween costume, and you can't post it in the group, which is upsetting.
I can't, but I went as Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. I even took a glue gun and made dribble to hang from my lip ring to look like Rick's dribble
it
on his mouth.
It was pretty amazing.
I had nothing. I was like, what can I do with a lab coat and a blue shirt? I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. Here it is right here. It's Rick.
I don't know. If you had balls, you'd post it, though.
Yeah, but then I know what happens. You get a hold of stuff, and then you never let them go. We know what you do with stuff. Are you kidding me?
It puts it everywhere. My face has been on more fucking pictures.
I mean,
last week
it's seriously like watching Forrest Gump.
I want to share these Duncan memes so bad.
Oh my god,
share them. They're fucking amazing. They're amazing. That last one where I was what's his face? Lee Harvey Oswald getting shot by Jack Ruby was pretty amazing.
That was amazing.
Wait, so I can share these?
Yeah, sure.
Aye.
He said he was fine. He said he was fine with it.
I don't care about shit like that.
Go for it. Share it. Share it away, motherfucker. Share away. He said share.
It's being done.
All right. So
it has begun.
It is time to get into. It is time to get into something that we've tried a couple times and we've never gotten to it successfully, but we are back to do some horror's biggest badass. We don't need another hero. We don't need to know the way home. All right, so we got this big old bracket, 32 shows.
Where's the end of the song, yo?
You'll never guess who's come back to the Midnight Horror Show Facebook page. Jeff Jans.
Oh, isn't that weird as shit?
We have two posts. We have two Jeffs in the house.
Oh, my God. The two Jeffs.
Two Jeffs, no cup.
The two Jeffs. What happened to that sitcom that was supposed to come on? That was going to be great.
It's the greatest podcast that never happened.
I'm pretty sure I ruined it.
Yeah, you did, because you talk such filthy, mean stuff about everyone. You're such a dick. Such a motherfucking dick. I actually said suck a motherfucking dick, but I tried to make it sound like I said such a mother. Oh my God,
bitch.
There's Duncan Harvey Oswald. That's great. It's fucking amazing. Duncan is, I mean, you're taking the bullet in stride, though, I'd say. And the guy beside you is just like, ooh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, look at my face, so I'm not enjoying it.
I know, but you're enjoying it more than I thought you would, taking a bullet that close. I mean, but then again, you've been shot by Dr. Dark before.
Twice.
Dr. Dark is... His acting cues are spot on. He's amazing.
Dr. Dark shot me in the ass.
The two Jeffs is in development hell. God, that sucks. I mean, the two Jeffs was going to be amazing.
Big shot, too.
No. Reload.
Yeah, not working. Bitch. All right, so it is TV show time. We've got 32 of these bad boys. We need to go through and see which ones are staying, which ones are going out. And if they're going out, we got to have something to replace it, because we got to have 32. It's a big old nice fucking size bracket. So, I was about to say this starts with all the most obvious ones, but I guess we can't talk too much about them. We don't want to give too much away, but we need to know yes, no, and if something needs to come in its place. But just know that out of 32, most likely, they're probably on this list somewhere. So before we start naming off 100 ones that are on the list, let's just start taking them to the side. Mark the Scribe, are you ready for that?
Yeah.
All right, first one on here, of course, Stranger Things. Everyone in agreement for Stranger Things?
Yes.
Okay.
Never seen it.
Are you serious?
I've not seen Stranger Things.
Okay, no. You're going to have to start watching some TV to rightfully vote for these things.
Dude, you're going to fucking love Stranger Things. Why have you not watched it?
I don't know what is wrong with him.
I've seen Stranger Things, but there's going to be a lot of these that I haven't fucking seen.
It's all right, because you have time to catch up.
I watched Looney Tunes in porn.
You watch Looney Tunes in porn, or what? You watch Looney Tunes and porn?
I think he watches Looney Tunes porn, like where they draw, you know, like Babs Bunny with like a big old clitoris. Like, I think that's the kind of stuff he's talking about. he's all into that kind of stuff.
Smoke's holding out for that Animaniacs porn.
Yeah. Dot and the nurse, I could. Yeah, maybe I'll be down for that too.
Isn't that Dot with a face down, ass up?
Yeah, I can kind of be okay with that. As long as she's calling herself, what does she call herself? Maria Bonita, Bonita, Dedita, whatever the fuck she says.
I call her pussy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, of course you do. Of course you do. She looks like a cat. No one questioned that one at all, cat fucker. You know how you are. They call you fucking Garfield around your area. Fucking Heathcliff motherfucker. All right, so then we've got The Walking Dead, right? We can't. How can you do next gen TV shows without The Walking Dead on here, right?
Is it a horror show or is it a drama? I'm only joking. I'm only joking. The internet just exploded. It's a horror, obviously.
It's horror.
It's horror. I'm only joking. I like The Walking Dead.
It depends.
Dead.
This past episode was drama.
Oh, come on. You
and
can't.
Boring
but,
at that.
But
it wasn't boring. You can't have every episode. Can't
boring.
Have. Fucking eyeballs hanging out of skulls and fucking half the cast dying. You need, it's the same people that moaned about The Witch. You need character development.
Unless you're a show like American Horror Story, then you can afford. See, and that's what I think happens. People go, well, God, American Horror Story's had action every week. Yeah, but because they can kill all their characters in 10 episodes. The Walking Dead's looking at the longer picture here.
They probably
one episode,
should have killed
as
them
in
all.
Last week's episode, they pretty much killed off the entire cast.
Yeah, which, but they kind of did, and I obviously it wasn't planned that way, but the Negan death, like, takes the internet with, you know, what happens there, and then suddenly American Horror Story is like, really? We can do it too, and we're not going to make a big goddamn deal about it, and they fucking
There's
did it, man.
Equally brutal death in American Horror Story the same week, which involved a crowbar and someone's head getting smashed the fuck in, and it didn't pull the camera away or anything, it just showed you on screen, but it was just like a throwaway death. And I was looking at it going, this is, you know, this kind of highlights the difference. Like, you can do that in American Horror Story, no one bats an eyelid. You do it in The Walking Dead, the internet fucking shuts down.
Oh, yeah. But it's, I mean, it, you know, American
That's
Horror Story.
Because people who watch The Young and the Restless
are watching
have
The Walking
picked
Dead,
up The Walking Dead as their nighttime drama.
True. I guess that's true. All right. Okay. So do we fare?
Oh dear God! There's Animaniacs porn, and Russell C. found it.
Are you fucking kidding me? I've got to see this before we go on for my own.
Let me pull my dick out.
No, it's not. It's not. No. No. Smoke.
I love that it says underneath the picture it was uploaded to the fatfat.website.
Smoke, it's not going to be worth seeing. It's definitely not the dot that we were hoping for. It's not working.
She doesn't look like she's having fun either.
No, she look well. They are her brothers. That is, she is the Warner sister dot. So
that's some DP action.
I think one's fucking the other one though. I think actually neither one of them.
Wait, that's a train.
Yeah, neither one of them are enjoying this except for Wacko. Wacko's really enjoying himself.
It's like some sort of weird cartoon human centipede. I don't know if I.
Yeah, it's a human centipede.
Well, I don't know what Dot's upset about because Yakko's red rocket is definitely not in the fucking space dock. I mean, it is definitely hanging out. So I don't know how this works out. I don't know why we're gonna sit here and analyze this like that. So, The Walking Dead.
I think the head is in.
We're kind of weird about, but Fear the Walking Dead?
If Walking Dead's in it, you've got to put Fear the Walking Dead.
You kind of have to, unless you can think of something to replace it
not
with.
Not really. Fear the Walking Dead's not good.
Do you have something to replace it with?
It doesn't matter if it's good or not. We have to fill 32 places
32
here
spots
of TV shows which are horror after 2000. So.
Yeah, so if you think of one that you can throw in
Alf,
here.
Alf, that's 80s mostly.
Yeah, Alf didn't count, right? Nobody, yeah, only
after 2000.
That was
after
only 2000. Horror to you and you and Mark because of the cat eating shit. Because you and I know why Smoke signed up. He heard
cat was eating shit. Why was it doing that?
He heard cat eating out.
It's cat scat.
Yeah, it's cat takeout. And Smoke thought it was cat eat out. Z Nation, yes, Z Nation is on here. That is somewhere on here. I gotta get to that. So American Horror Story, of course, that one's on here, right? We can't.
Are we just putting that all as one? Or are you?
We should do that all as one.
I think so.
A bad season is going to count towards them, just like if it was a really off season of The Walking Dead, it's going to affect them. So they've got to be spot on. And if this thing is going the way it really feels it's going, this one's going to cement this bitch makes it pretty far in this tournament because this one has been a really fucking good season, I think.
Yeah.
It's just the concept is amazing. All right, Dexter.
Dexter has to go in there.
Dexter's got to go in there.
Dexter is horror. I know there's some people that don't necessarily think it is, but it is. It's about a serial killer who, it's like a dark horror comedy.
Yeah, and with knowing the book, definitely has more supernatural elements to it. So even though it's kind of cut out in the show, there is still a supernatural backing to this whole thing.
Yeah, the whole third book deals with...
Jacob Kane, I do not think is anywhere on this list. So we need to put this one to the side and see who that will replace, I think. Wormwood. Has anyone watched Wormwood?
Nope.
That's a show?
I watched like one half of an episode.
I mean, if it's a horror show and it's by these guidelines and Jacob Kane's put it out here, there's probably one on here we can replace with it. So that one's going to the side because I'm pretty sure that is not on this list of 32. So thank you, Jacob. That's got to get... So now we've got room to work with. All right, so Dexter's definitely in Channel Zero.
Oh, yes.
It's in. It's a very fresh start, but it doesn't matter. It's in there.
I was just holding my breath for the sarcastic dark comment.
Another snore of a show.
Just because you're old and can't set through a show doesn't mean that the show is boring, dude. You'd fall asleep having sex, all right? That doesn't matter.
I've never fallen asleep having sex. I've only fallen asleep while I was getting my dick sucked once.
Yeah,
but I was drunk.
And I bet no one else here can say that either.
I was drunk. I passed out.
Dude, you've said you were drunk for all of these really embarrassing events that happened with women. You don't think you can do that for every single one.
What was his name?
I don't know. I passed out before I could ask.
Mark. It was in July. It was hot heat. They were in a city hotel after a horror convention.
It couldn't quite make it.
That front desk person was watching too much. That one would have had to have been in the car somewhere.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. So Channel Zero's in. This is one of those ones Mark's going to have to watch, I'm pretty sure of, right? You haven't watched Channel Zero yet.
I have not.
Okay, you got to watch it. Because
boring.
Shut your fucking mouth. Because, we are the end-all be-all after all the voting goes on, too. So we, even though most of the listeners aren't going to have to go out, we're not going to make them go out and watch every single one of these shows in there. They're going to root and pull for whoever they want to. But we are the final judges, so we do have to edumacate ourselves on these shows. So We don't need all you guys to go out and do it. You can if you want. We'd love that. That would be great. But we definitely have to. We have to familiarize ourselves with these shows.
Wait, motherfucker, you got X-Files on here?
Are you...
Yeah, X-Files does technically count because it had a season just past there. And I think it ran to 2000.
It ran to 2000, and it had a new season. So, yes, that is coming up on the list. This one also, Hannibal.
Hannibal, definitely.
Yeah. No question there. Hannibal.
Especially the first season was great.
Yes, this one's going to be another one of those ones where it's going to have to take a lot of nitpicking to start weeding these out near the end of the run. Like, these are one of those shows that you're going to have to really dig at if you're going to remove it in, like, I'm talking Elite Eight, Final Four. But who knows? I mean, it might get eliminated right away. I just feel that it could go.
It depends who it goes up against.
It's true. I mean, that's the whole thing with these things. That's the whole thing with these things. Bates Motel?
Yes.
Bates Motel's on there. Some of these... All right, so Penny Dreadful.
Yep, that has to go on the list.
Yeah, everyone needs to watch some Penny Dreadful. Yes, I know, and especially Dr. Dark, you're going to call this a bore fest. You're going to snooze it, but it's really good. Really good.
I don't think it's boring. It's just not my thing.
Well, that's cool too, though. If you've given it a try and it's not your thing, that's totally cool.
I mean, I could see where it was enjoyable. It's just I can't get into those like historical type shows like that very well. That's part of why I have such an issue with Game of Thrones.
But
dude,
it's not historical, dude. That's like a fucking far off land with fucking dragons and White Walkers.
Russell
C. It is. It's like fucking middle ages.
Oh Jesus!
King Arthur shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Russell C.
Oh, my God, Russell C.
What's he done?
That one is for Smoke all the way. Smoke will be quiet here for the next 3 minutes.
Wait, let me get up on her.
She is a poor Dot. I feel really bad for Dot because she doesn't look happy with any of these actions that are taking
place.
She's
not happy because she's getting fingered while she's working at McDonald's. Come
on.
She's like, God damn, $8 an hour?
Look, he's rushing to it now. He's rushing to get there. All right, so here's one that,
That's why I get pickles on my fucking Big Macs.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Fucking gross motherfucker. All right, here. so we have the X-Files. We all agree that's in there. Okay, here we go. Here's one that might be up for debate. Supernatural.
Yeah, it should be in there.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, I know people are going to go, well, it's kind of young adult, but I don't think that really matters. I mean, it's run for
When did Buffy finish?
Buffy's on here.
Buffy's in Supernatural's in.
All right, yep, you're right then. You're right. By those standards, Supernatural is here, and The X-Files, yes, we did that. Okay, The Strain.
Yep, that has to be in there.
Okay, this one... this one,
even though Mark saw 5 minutes of it,
I gotta watch more in 5 minutes.
Yeah, you gotta watch more. Now this one again, I don't know. This one could be just like the other one, or this could be up near.
Strain is like after Taco Bell.
Oh yes, I don't think you do much straining, sir. That empty ass hallway just drops it like a fucking.
I think I'm about to see. Drop it like it's hard on that one.
All right, the goat says, yeah, for Supernatural. All right, you're in. You're in Supernatural. You're in. Congratulations. All right, here we go. Another toss-up. True Blood.
No, it sucks ass.
I mean, but can we say that, though?
It should be on the list, whether it makes the final 32.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This one is one of those ones where Wormwood, can it prove that it's a little more horror? Because this had horror elements because there's vampires, but I don't really know. From what I saw, the most horrifying thing was the sped-up sex scenes. I don't know where this is going to fall.
I watched it all.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
Really? I watched it all in my house. And it definitely, I read the books, so it kind of made sense to watch the TV show, even though the TV show started to steer quite far off the books. Yeah. I mean, it has vampires and werewolves in it, so yes, it's horror. Whether
so
or not...
Twilight.
Yeah, but Twilight is still classed very loosely as horror. Whether or not we all agree with it, that's the difference.
True, yeah. It's, okay. All right, True Blood.
There was some dark scenes in... I mean, there was a whole serial killer story that ran through True Blood, which was slightly dark.
That's true. I mean, So now it's got to be on here for now. For now, it's on here. For sure.
You got masses of horror on this shit.
Just wait a goddamn second, you motherfucker. Actually, I think Masters of Horror got knocked off.
Secretly asks you a question, but says it loud enough, louder than anyone whispering.
Hey, Danny. Yeah. Masters of Horror was on here, and it is no longer. It did not make the 32, but we can put that to the side in case we feel.
Masters of Horror should be on before True Blood, definitely.
All right, once we get through the whole list, we've got Wormwood, Masters of Horror. We'll start figuring out which ones they need to replace. We've got plenty of time for this, so we're good. All right, so, and to round off the last three in this set of 16 over here on the west side, we have Dead Set.
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Dead Set's the reality show during the zombie apocalypse.
Really good. Really
yeah,
good.
Really good, and it's definitely horror, so there's no question that's got to go on here. So what this might end up being is either knocking shows off because we don't agree that they're fully horror, or it might end up knocking off some of the older shows that
plus
just...
It was all, it's only one season, though.
Ooh. Okay, that's...
It's a slightly unfair advantage over other TV shows if it's only one season.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so let's see who that goes on here.
I still think it should be in, by all means. I think it's a fucking great TV
show.
There's
only one season of Stranger Things.
True. Nice job, Mark.
There's a second season coming, though.
Yeah,
there's only 1.5 seasons of Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Yeah, but these things aren't showing any time.
It's been greenlit for a third season.
Yeah.
Dead Set was like one, it was just a standalone. It was like, kind of almost, it was done by Channel 4 over here in the UK, but it was done like a BBC thing, like a miniseries.
Yeah, and what...
Like one and done.
And see, that's the thing. So, you know, some of these one and done shows did make it on here, didn't make the final cut. I mean, Masters of Horror went a little bit longer than that, clearly. But the one season ones are a little difficult that never got greenlit to go any further. Because even though we, you know, a lot of people love Firefly, it's amazing, it's great, I agree, it's wonderful. But could you put that up against stuff like Star Trek or Battlestar Galactica and really say that it had enough in one season to beat out either one of those? Like, I think it would struggle in this tournament. With only one season to back it, especially in the later, you know, it could be surprising.
I think it should definitely be in, though. If you've never seen Dead Set, watch it. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see here. Okay, so that Dead Set, Scream Queens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely.
That's in there. And Scream, the TV series, to round off these 16. Okay, so there's the 116, and
Scream.
Here comes...
I hear him coming.
Okay, so the eastern bracket's got a lot that we can start digging through maybe here and there. So first up is Hemlock Grove.
Yeah, it should be there.
I think it should be there too, and whether I like it or not, it should be there.
Is that the one with Foamke Jansen?
Yes.
Foamke Jansen.
With Foamy. Jensen.
Foamy Jensen.
Foamy Jansen.
Foamy the Dolphin. Yeah, she's in there.
Yeah, if she's in it, then yeah.
Okay. Then here's another toss up, Teen Wolf. I never have watched this, so
I can't.
I haven't watched it either.
Okay, if anyone can make a point for Teen Wolf, we'll keep it. If I don't hear anything on the board or Facebook right now for Teen Wolf, that motherfucker will be one getting replaced, and I'm going to mark it.
Is Jason Bateman in it? If not.
Dude, I've never even watched Teen Wolf, so I have no idea who's in this show. I have no fucking idea. I see Russell C. saying loved Dead Set, but still nothing for. Oh, and I just thought of one, too. I need to write that down because that's not on this list either.
Do you have Sleepy Hollow?
I do. I do have that. We haven't gotten
there
yet.
Do you have Wayward Pines?
Pines needs to go down. Pines can fight its way in. All right, so let's see here. Let's get through these so then we can start fighting these out because we're starting to come up with some we can fight. All right, so there was Teen Wolf. We'll decide on that one because I haven't seen anything for it. Harper's Island.
Oh, that's pretty good.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
I saw the first season. It was all right.
And here's a one and done that's probably going to... I need to write this down because this one's probably going to get removed. Fear Itself, which was basically the cable version of... Masters of Horror, and I don't remember much about it other than there was a Darren Lynn Bousman one that was about New Year's or something that was pretty decent. I can't remember now. So that one, I don't know.
Under the Dome.
I didn't have Under the Dome on here either. Let me write that down. Under the Dome. Okay. Grimm. Does anyone watch Grimm? Anyone make a case for Grimm?
No.
Never watched it, so I can't really make a case for this shit.
Darren Wilson says Bateman was in Teen Wolf 2.
Okay, so that doesn't
T-O-O.
Yeah, okay, so that doesn't matter.
I watched like an episode of Grimm. It was well done, but
isn't this just the one that had Krampus on it at one point?
Probably. I mean, it was like, you know, the fairy tales, the way the Grimm brothers really wrote them, kind of thing. So it was still, it was very dark, but it was still like that fairy tale-y kind of, you know.
Okay, here comes two things in. Teen Wolf from Myron says Teen Wolf is okay, and yeah, it's horror. So there you go. And the goat says yes for Fear Itself. Love that same Bousman episode. So it's making it a little bit more difficult. This thing's gonna get fucking dicey here soon, I think.
You gotta keep Harbor Island, and that was so good.
We gotta fight it out.
Plus,
here.
Tav used to write reviews for it on the message board that doesn't exist anymore.
That's true. That's true. Yep. All right. So Z Nation, which was mentioned earlier on here, iZombie. Where if Girl Graves was here, I think she could fight for that. I think she's a fan of iZombie. I think she did a cosplay for that, right, Mark?
Yeah. Was Z Nation on this side of the board, or are you these off?
I said iZombie, sir. iZombie.
I know, but you said Z Nation before that, and I already had that written down on the other side of the board, so I think I fucked this up already.
It's all right. Just keep writing them down. You're all right. You're all right. Well, they make these things called apps that go on smartphones, and they'll actually make the bracket for us once we enter all this information in. It'll randomize it. It'll do everything we wanted to do, so we're good. You just need to keep it written somewhere.
Goddamn computer machines.
I know. So iZombie, then we have Sleepy Hollow. We have Ash versus the Evil Dead.
No, I'll take that off.
Take that off, yeah.
That's what I no, I'm joking.
Okay, here we go. Here's where it can get dicey. 11, because Buffy was on here, does that also mean Angel goes on here?
Oh, Angel's really good.
Angel, you have to put on.
That's what I'm saying. Angel's got to stay.
Angel's really good. It was kind of consistently better.
Okay, so then after Angel, you have I think this was the Stephen King-inspired one, Haven? Yeah, that's right. That's the one based off the Colorado Kid or whatever it was. The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon, one of those. Haven, anyone watched Haven?
I think I watched an episode or two of that.
Haven ran for a couple seasons, so we gotta see. All right, okay, let's keep going. Salem.
Oh, yeah.
Salem's on there. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, obviously. The Exorcist.
Yeah, that has to go. And even though I've not seen it, I've not heard a bad word about it yet.
I haven't seen it.
And we have
Claudia says that shit's amazing.
Which one, The Exorcist? Oh, my God. Huh. Yes. No, I'm serious. The Exorcist is really fucking good.
No, but
oh my God, it really is fucking good though. Like right off the bat, like in the first episode, you're like, oh shit, this is gonna get really fun cool. It's like, oh, I don't want to get that way. And then, you know, the one where they're all walking around the house with the coolers, you're like, oh my God, what the fuck is it? It just keeps getting fucking cool. I think it's awesome. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. I think The Exorcist is a fucking really good show, especially for Fox, because Fox always fucks these things up. Claudia says, love Haven, and Goat says The Exorcist is amazing. But Claudia says iZombie. She loves it, but never considered it horror. So iZombie might have to come off this list because it might just be a zombie, but that don't make it fucking horror. And Myron says Grimm rules. So
he also says take off Under the Dome.
Ooh, okay. So Under the Dome gone. And
I've never watched it. I don't know if it's any good or not.
Under the Dome was a decent TV show.
Is it horror though? Because we know which. Well,
it's as horror as The Walking Dead almost.
Okay,
I mean, there's still all the real life drama and all that stuff. No one knows what's going on. No one knows to do about it. Blah 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 blah.
All right. Well, we can't do. So we don't see this is the quandary we're in right now. We have a couple shows.
I just kind of look silly. I haven't seen the episode.
We have a couple shows.
Like Orange is the New Zombie.
Yes. The goat says iZombie equals dead Veronica Mars. So there's your Jacob Kane says Lost Girl. See, this is the thing. We have a lot of these that can take places, but we don't have enough yet to take it to the next level, which the tournament would be 64. You know, we can't go any other number. We go 32, we got to go to 64.
So we go through March.
So, yeah, exactly. We would go through fucking March. So I
Russell C. mentions Wolf Creek.
I know. That's what I just saw that too, Wolf Creek, and I'm like, son of a bitch.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard great things about it.
Well, not to mention that Jacob Kane asked this earlier, and I think Claudia tweeted this out earlier that she was going to be watching this after our show tonight, is Stan Against Evil. And I will
trailers for that looked really good.
You know, it starts off and you're like, okay, this is Ash versus Evil Dead with Dr. Cox. But by the end of it, you're like, all right, give me the next episode. I'm ready for this. This is
it hasn't even premiered yet though, has it?
Yeah, it premieres tonight. So you can go watch it right now, dummy.
You don't have to do that. I'm watching goddamn Cubs lose.
Are they losing?
No, they're winning.
Oh,
but,
thank God. Don't don't scare me like that. All right, so that's Stan Against Evil's got to go on here somewhere because it started off really fucking cool. It really has started off really cool. But I don't know if that can go on here yet. Maybe that has to wait because there is only one episode of this. We're not talking like Stranger Things, a whole season at least. We're talking one fucking episode before we start getting into this thing. So, all right, what are we eliminating? What are we leaving in? Are we leaving?
So that has got to 32 then?
That's 32 right there.
Right. So what's on the sidelines? What have we agreed that's on the sidelines?
We've got Pines on the sideline. We've got Masters of Horror. We've got Wormwood.
I think Masters of Horror has to go in.
Okay.
It has to go in.
Yeah, it does.
It's like the highest quality.
Well, one of John Carpenter's better, more recent things. With
some of those episodes
burns.
In season two fucking suck, though.
Okay,
yes, I would agree with that. The first season has higher quality. The second season, some of them are bad.
You've got Imprint by Miike. You've got
Yes. Takashi's piece is fucking insane. Cigarette Burns was great. And I don't even mind Pro-Life. I like where that was trying to go. I don't really mind that. It's not
anywhere
near
Cigarette
Burns.
Had one as well. Did Argento do Jennifer?
First, he did Jennifer and
Jennifer.
Peltz.
Jennifer's really fucking good.
He did Jennifer and Peltz. And there was the one about the devil on the stairs fucking that girl.
It has to go in. So we need to take something out.
Okay, so...
Like these are like almost like amazing films.
All right, so should we take iZombie out? Because that's the easy choice because we have listeners telling us this is not horror.
What about Under the Dome? Did we already kill that?
Under the Dome's still in there as well.
It's still in the running, but if it can't get in, then it gets eliminated before ever making it to the 32.
Okay.
All right, Masters of Horror.
The
is
goat
now
says,
in.
Fuck Masters of Horror.
Oh.
What?
Ooh. Uh-oh. Yeah,
welcome back, Jeff.
I mean, there are...
He's fucking great.
Yeah.
He's just put the cat amongst the pigeons.
I mean, the thing is that we're all sitting here talking about how shitty some of them were, but it did start off really good at first. Like, the first episode was what? Ethan
really good in there.
I mean, the first thing we ever saw
on and off a mountain.
That's the first one with
Preston.
Yeah, with Preston, he's raping his wife in the ass or whatever it is, and then
it's a different side.
Angus Scrim and it was Don Coscarelli's, right? The first season was.
We got to put it in there just because like everybody's seen all of these. I think is a strong point.
Yeah, that's true. It's very true, Mark. All right, so Masters of Horror is going in. That's going in. So some other ones that were mentioned was Pines. So we're. Because, you know, I was a big fan of these books, so where's Pines going in?
I liked the first season. I've not seen the second season at all, but I thought the first season was strong.
This is getting difficult because I don't know what can come out. We said we're keeping Angel, we're keeping Buffy, Constantine, Salem, Haven.
Is Constantine in there? Constantine can come out.
Okay, Constantine's going bye-bye. You're going bye-bye.
It needs Keanu.
Okay, so Constantine's going out and Pines is going in.
Shut your mouth, Smoke.
Everything needs more Keanu.
All right, Pines. Keanu. Pines is going in, and let's see. What were the other ones, Mark? We have any other ones sitting on the... Under the Dome has been taken out. Under the Dome has been taken out, and Myron fired back with Masters of Horror was fucking awesome. Got a battle. Got battles going on. See? It's Horror's biggest badass. It's bringing out the battles.
That's what we want.
It's gonna get pretty hectic. The other only ones we were talking about removing was Teen Wolf, but people came forward and said Teen Wolf was good, right? I think so.
No, someone only said that Bateman was in one of them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We didn't hear anything about Teen Wolf. What was the one that they... Two did speak up for one. That kills me too, Jacob Kane, and that one should have gone in there. Kingdom Hospital. I fucking forgot about Stephen King's Kingdom Hospital. But you're right, it was kind of a mini-series. I don't know.
What about his What was it? The one with all the numbers that I've still watched that I bought.
Which one?
The time travel one. Is that horror or is it sci-fi?
Which time travel one?
11, the one when it goes back to stop. That's it.
60-something.
Oh, yeah. That's not really horror. That's right.
It's cool.
Except
bucket it, in the bucket.
Except that, well, yeah, it would have been horror, but they cut out the only horror part. And that's where he runs back into Beverly Marsh and the other kid, like, just literally months after they vanquished it at the childhood. He even goes down to the treatment plant, and he swears he can feel something watching him from the pipe, which you know is Pennywise. It's really cool how he goes to Derry, and everyone's really fucking weird with him because, you know, all these kids have just gone missing and murdered, and then this, you know, stranger shows up in town. So, yeah, it was it's pretty cool, but any horror elements that should have been in there were cut out. Goat says, I really loved Kingdom Hospital. Could have used a few more seasons of that. Yeah. Oh, Black Mirror. I forgot about Black Mirror. Holy shit.
Black Mirror's not on there. That needs to be on there.
Yes, it really does need to be on there. Fuck, where does that go?
It's American Gothic. That's probably way before, though.
American Gothic was way before, I think. So, okay.
There was an American Gothic in the 90s, but there's one more recently, is there not? But I don't know if you...
I'm going to take out, if everyone's okay with it, Fear Itself. Because we already have Masters of Horror here, and Fear Itself only ran for the one season, and we can all agree, or the ones that have seen it, that Darren Lynn Bousman steals it with New Year's Day. But we can't, you know, that's just one episode. I don't know, unless someone else can fight for the rest of that whole season, because they only ran one season.
Well, he loved it.
He did love the whole season? See, as it's coming floating back to me, I remember something with them chaining these people up in like some colonial-looking fucking fort. Actually, it was pretty cool. I'm putting fear itself back in. We got to put Black Mirror somewhere else because I do like that.
I've got a controversial one.
Oh, Black Mirror.
I would love to have seen in the list, but I got a feeling that no one else has watched it but me, which kind of makes it a moot point.
What?
Not the American version, because the American version was shite, but the French zombie series, The Returned, is really fucking good.
Oh, I've heard about The Returned. But
oh, it's
I've...
really fucking good, Danny. You love it.
Okay, so...
But if no one else has seen it, and it's just me fighting for it, there's no point in putting it in.
Yeah, but if it ends up... Jeff says Fear Itself was good, Black Mirror is better, but we don't have to worry about it because we're taking Teen Wolf off. I forgot, no one really fought for that, so Teen Wolf is gone.
Cartoon, though.
What? What was I'm talking about cartoons, goddammit. All right, this is hard enough trying to boil it.
Cartoon was good.
Trying to, only episode I saw was the Wendigo episode of Fear Itself. Yes, I do remember that one, too. And Myron says, yes, Duncan, there was a new American Gothic, but nothing to do with the original. How shitty is that?
Oh, that original show is so good.
All right, so I think, are we about to finalize this thing? Are we going to fight for any more? It's gonna be. I couldn't find a way to put Stand Against Evil on here. I just can't over one. But it is worth watching, so definitely go check it out. Definitely go check it out. It's not all just Dr. Cox killing witches like I thought it was gonna be.
Dr. what?
Dr. Cox.
All right.
Cox.
do you want just people to keep saying Cox? I know.
wait, what was it, Dr.?
Go ahead, Dr. Bart.
Oh, the League of Gentlemen. Do you guys even know what that
Ooh,
is?
Ooh, yes, because you've posted about it, so I had to go look it up one time.
League
of
Gentlemen.
Oh,
the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
No,
Dr. Dark, that's silly.
That is absolutely
But it's got
silly.
Sean Connery in it.
Well, gosh, go fight fucking monsters.
Oh, God. That movie sucks.
So, okay, so now From Dusk Till Dawn.
I can't make it, can I? And I really should.
Well, that's what I'm saying. From Dusk Till Dawn, did that thing ever go horror? Did that thing ever go horror? Because everything I saw of it was not horror yet. It was just them doing their thing before it ever got to horror. Did it ever actually get to the vampires in horror?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't either.
I think so.
Has anyone except me watched The League of Gentlemen, though? Because if this is coming back to this again, it's just going to be... Like, when it comes to the tournament, it's going to be me saying, put it through, and everyone else is going to be like, well, I've not seen it, so...
Yeah, I mean, what...
Yeah,
I've only seen the clips that you shared.
Yeah, if it's just me, then there's no point in putting it through. But it is legitimately one of the best horror comedies ever fucking made. And if you've never seen it before, you need to see it. There are more horror references in it than any show ever. There's more horror references in The League of Gentlemen than there is in Rick and Morty.
Ooh, all right, I'm going to have to write that one down.
Quite a bit.
I'm going to have to write that one down. What's that other show that we didn't do that was like the music? Maybe it wasn't a musical, but something in the Book of Evil?
Todd in the Book of Pure Evil.
Yes, Todd in the Book of Pure Evil.
That's a pretty good show.
Was it? I mean, but do we have room for it, Mark?
I know
we don't have room for it. I'm asking you a rhetorical question, sir. I know we don't have room for it. Unless you can find to push one of these shows out. We've got some pretty firm shows, though. All right, I'm going to name them off real quickly, and if you think of one that needs to go, then stop me, all right? But here is your final list, and we're going to post these. We'll do, like, I don't know, because, well, we've got, you know, segments taking some breaks. So we can do two or three matches and really devote some time to it if we want to start doing that, which I think is a good way to knock out. Because right now, horror TV shows are where it's at. It's good to be talking about these. It's good to be going out and watching these. We've said it on here 100 times. It's like a horse race. I mean, these things are fighting every week to see which one's going to come out on top with these TV shows right now. It's going really good.
So, I've decided that if the League of Gentlemen does make it into the final 32, whenever we know it's going to be coming up in a competition, I'm going to send you one or two episodes each to watch so you have a basis to understand it.
All right, then Duncan, all you need to do is when I get to the one you think needs to go, you stop me, all right? And right. Then that's where it's going in. All right, yep. Here we go. Here are the final TV shows. Stranger Things, The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, American Horror Story, The Series, Dexter, Channel Zero, Hannibal, Bates Motel, Penny Dreadful, Supernatural, The X-Files, The Strain, True Blood, Dead Set.
I'm tempted to take True Blood.
True Blood, let's go for it then. Let's go for it. Let's take that one out. Let's make it a real horror show. True Blood out and League of Gentlemen in. League of Gentlemen is in.
I got one more suggestion if there's one that we can take out. And it only ran 2 seasons, but Holliston.
Ooh.
Good call.
That is a good call, Mark. All right, so Mark, get ready to chime in when you feel the need.
Okay.
Dead Set. Oh, Scream Queens. Fucking
it's a courtroom. We're in the courtroom.
Scream Queens. Scream. Hemlock Grove. Black Mirror. Harper's Island. Which did only run for 1 season. I will just say that.
Oh, it'd be so good, though.
Look. It did only run for 1 season. From Dusk Till Dawn, Fear Itself, Grimm, Z Nation, Masters of Horror, Sleepy Hollow, Ash vs. Evil Dead, Angel, Haven, Salem, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Pines, and The Exorcist.
I don't know. That's pretty solid.
I thought, well, you know, Harper's Island would be the weak link of the bunch. He's getting so upset that I'm trying to take it off. I'm not going to take it off.
Just has an orgasm.
Yeah, I'll leave it on.
Have you seen it?
I saw the first episode because that was free on iTunes.
It's kind of like an elongated, I know what you did last summer.
Okay, here, so Mark, here you go. Andrew, who commented on our song selection of Mos Def and Talib Kweli, and I will have to pass some of that credit over there to Duncan, because that's the reason I played it, because Duncan was posting Mos Def pictures, so yeah. I did it.
I don't think we ever posted it in the page.
No, we should.
I don't think we should do that.
I don't think we should do that. So, yeah. So that's pretty, and Russell says, loved League of Gentlemen, by the way.
Yeah, wait till I'll send you, like, 25-minute episodes. I'll send you a couple of episodes.
Yeah, we've got to check it out before it comes up.
We'll fall in love with it.
Darren Wilson also says, hell yeah, Holliston. And but Andrew says, Todd and the Book of Pure Evil was one of my favorite random shows I checked out on Netflix. He fills in with, as far as From Dusk Till Dawn goes, it's light horror and more action, but he's digging it. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to remove one, kind of feels like that's the one you could remove and put in Holliston.
Like, if no one else is going to defend Harper's Island, you can just toss it. And...
No, right, dude.
Like, how many of the hosts has seen the Dust Till Dawn TV show? I mean, I've seen the first season, I've not seen the other two.
I've only
seen a few episodes. I was kind of like, well, I could just be watching the movie of this.
That's kind of how I felt. Let's
pull that one then. Okay. Let's pull that one because that's a whole lot of watching for us to be in a position where we can say later on. There needs to be, and I think all of us have seen Holliston. So
yeah, Holliston definitely goes on there. All right, so now they're fighting for Todd and the Book of Pure Evil. So where? But
that's a pretty good show too. Right. I would argue for that.
Okay,
one.
Well, okay, so
I will watch that because it sounds fun.
It does sound fun, and see, it makes me want to go after Channel Zero because there's not a lot of episodes. But then again, that means that you guys only have to watch a couple episodes to get caught up on this goddamn thing. So I don't want to be fucking up too far.
Can we put a TV show through that hasn't finished? Because for all we know, the last three episodes might just bomb.
It's very true. So we
could
really
be shit in your mouth.
And we can also look at it from a point of view that we could revisit this segment sometime in the future.
Oh, I mean, and it's a great way. Yeah, and it's a great way that after the season runs of Channel Zero, that we can be like, yeah, now that we've done this tournament, we would say that it probably could have made it to the top eight or the top five, yeah. You know, whatever.
I think that's fair.
Okay, as much as I love the show, it's not enough to really sit here and go, yeah, it should beat all these other shows that did finish.
If it keeps going the way it's going to be a very strong TV show for me, but...
All right.
If it keeps going the way it's going, it'll be 10 seasons because it's so drawn out and boring.
No, it's once. No, it's you don't know. What
see, he doesn't. When does he ever
it's
know what
anthology.
He's talking about?
Each season is one self-contained story.
He doesn't understand stuff like that.
That's why this one's called Candle Cove. Candle Cove is the first season. The second season will be something completely different.
So, is Harper's Island staying?
Yes, that's staying. Claudia says
it's the best of like that mid-90s. Scream, Claudia says, last summer horror.
Yeah, Claudia says, take off Fear of the Walking Dead.
The River was a colossal
one. But you're probably right.
The River's Edge with Keanu Reeves?
No, the River by Oren.
The found footage one.
Yeah, it's the one that Oren Peli did.
The river that you hang out by with your shirt off at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And my dick out with a PBR. PBR in one hand, my dick in the other.
Russell C. kind of nailed it for us. Todd in the Book of Pure Evil is like Buffy, but with more F words.
Sold.
Okay, I was going to say, it's kind of like Degrassi if the Deathgasm guys made it.
Okay. Sold. This is all good.
Wait, what's that?
Stick it in.
He's like, what's going on here?
Stick it in.
That sounds really great.
Put it in.
I want to see it.
There it is.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ. Okay, so I think that sets the whole bracket, right? That's all of them. All right, so I'm going to shuffle these teams up. We're not going to set this thing up anyway. I'm going to hit this shuffle button like three or four times.
Put rankings?
We need to know who is facing off for next week.
All right, so let's shuffle this thing real quick, and then we'll have to... Mark, you need to write these down. Jeff Mart said, no, Oren Peli, for fuck's sake. Yeah, I didn't. The show sounded really good. I never actually watched... I heard that because they cancel it, it leaves you on a huge cliffhanger, and you never find out anything.
It starts off like the first two episodes were like really, really interesting, and then it does kind of trail off, and then it ends with like a cliffhanger and all that. It's like watching The Following, which we could have made an argument for as well.
Oh, yes.
But no, we're not putting on, because The Following, like, should have finished after the first season.
Yeah,
that's a show where like the second half of the second season was pretty pish. The third season, most of it was awful, and then the last two episodes were like the greatest of the of the whole TV show, and it ended on a cliffhanger where I was like, "This is now Death Wish. I can't fucking wait to see more of this." And it got cancelled.
Oh man, see, that's crazy.
They cancelled the Baconator, man.
Those motherfuckers. They are always fucking around with poor Kevin. It's ridiculous. Oh shit, what's going on here? Got staticky right here at the end of the show. Yeah, what is that? Sounds like a cat purring. Is that normal? What is that for real? Oh, it's gone
smoke
now.
Smoke, where's your cat?
I know. Turn your
cat
off.
They're all collected and they're purring.
All right, well, turn your cats off because I've got to shuffle. Warning, shuffling teams cannot be undone. That's fine. Shuffle. Shuffle again. Warning, cannot. Warning. Warning. All right, give me a number, Mark. That's how many times I'm going to hit shuffle.
Three.
One. Two, three. Okay, that didn't work. Three, there it is. It is, oh my God, and I'm not giving you a fucking, I'm not shitting you at all when I tell you that I just know right now, and I don't know if this will be the first match or not, but ranked over here in the West bracket, oh wait, that probably means they're not facing off. It was Angel first Buffy the Vampire
Slayer.
Oh,
second. Man. Don't do this to me.
No, that did not. That didn't go down that way. Okay, so here we go. We're going to go right down. We're going to pull one from each of the. We're going to pull four matches. We'll pull the top and bottoms from each side of the brackets here. All right. Mark, you ready for this, Scribe? Well, I'm going to post. I'll post the whole fucking bracket here soon. All right. So it's going to be Angel versus The Exorcist, which is another show that hasn't finished yet, but it is way further than Channel Zero is right now. So Angel versus The Exorcist, American Horror Story versus Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, fuck my life.
Dexter versus Z Nation. And Black Mirror versus Salem. These are the shows you need to go watch, and we're going to put the polls up, and you need to start voting. This will be next week.
Black Mirror, bam, bam.
Sucks, man.
It's going to be rough. I can't believe Buffy the Vampire Slayer and American Horror Story.
You're going
right
to make me choose between those two, and I do not want to choose between those
That's
two.
That's a really fucked up thing. Oh, this is going to be
wait,
good.
Wait, who's going against Buffy?
American Horror Story?
Ah, well, fuck American Horror Story.
Oh, you are a
That's
son
wrong.
Of a
That's
bitch.
The wrong answer.
I love American Horror Story, but
I don't think
come
you do.
On.
I don't think you do.
But compare the two, honestly.
What's the best horror TV show between those two? It's American Horror
Story.
No, what's the best TV show?
Oh,
what's the
I'm going to kill him.
TV
I'm going to kill that motherfucker. I'm going to kill Smoke. But it's all going to get fought out before next week. We'll get the polls up with the episode tomorrow. Because the episode's always...
And I've got a Buffy tattoo, so obviously I'm hardcore Buffy, right?
This is going to be
awesome. I've got a gentleman tattooed on me.
I got a Transformers tattoo. And I don't have shit to
why
do with
Why is Transformers not in there?
Hold on. Transformers is tattooed on him because it's which symbol? It's not the Autobot symbol. It's the Decepticon, because that's what he does to women. He is the Decepticon.
I degrade them and turn them into evil robots.
No, I don't think anyone actually did that. The Decepticons were just already evil robots, a piece of shit.
Like,
all right, everybody.
The thing is, like Smoke like has like lots of different colored condoms, and when he puts them on, he changes the name of his dick. So it's like, this is my Megatron. Look at my Galvatron.
Most of the time, it just stays. Look at my Bumblebee. Here's my Bumblebee. Here's my Blur.
If he was very small.
No, you're like, I'm Little Soundwave's tapes. Look at me. I'm the little cat that runs around outside.
Is that going to make you Starscream?
Rumble?
I could see him Starscream. It's Rumble. What were their names?
It was Condor. It was the fucking bird.
Yeah, I'm getting him confused because I didn't like him. I like the other guy, the one that was, you know, with the really, like, you know.
The urban. Big jackoff arms? Rumble?
No, the urban-speaking one that fought Soundwave. You know, he's like, yo, two can play it that. Jack, you know that
jazz?
No, the boom, not jazz. It was like the boombox blaster, right? Blaster.
Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah, blaster's
yo,
like,
check out these jams.
Blaster's like, yo, we gotta tell Optimus, or we gonna be fucked up, nigga. I mean, he's crazy with it. He is. I mean, I love Blaster. That guy was fucking awesome. I like him. All right, so we are out of here. We will catch you motherfuckers next week. Thank you for joining us. Thanks to the GOAT. Happy birthday to everyone that we mentioned earlier. Alicia, Tristan Risk, Catherine Isabel, fucking rock on. We'll be back next week with some A Lot of People Dying in Midnight Massacre, and we'll start this horror's biggest badass. Peace.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Yep.